you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I thought he sucked. I thought he sucked.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Let me turn down my radio.
We have 5 minutes left.
I just wanted to... Hello.
Yes. I'd like to squeeze in a few calls, so go ahead. Be brief.
Yes. I want to know what your opinion of... is of a statement that John Kerry made, who looks like he's a bit constipated, in my opinion, by the way, that he made a comment that Don Geronimo has the largest he's ever touched.
Oh, God.
Okay. Wild card caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of it is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
And let's say your guest and I, he and I, both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, if you do that, you grab yourself and
thank you.
Bye.
Now there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, whoops, my phone fell off.
Let's see what we've got here. And hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Super, how are you?
Let me turn down my radio. I just wanted to take a moment to say that I enjoyed the first part of your show, that it certainly does do justice to this is a celebration of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to you repeat one of your previous callers said when she said that the men rule the world. Because it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the axiom that behind every strong man is a good woman, I would say whoever owns the Virgin is in charge. Hello.
Still here.
Yeah. And I think that Don Geronimo would be proud to hear me. Where's your crap detector now?
Thank you. We've had enough. Bye.
All right.
Angela, you're in here?
That was uncalled for.
We can move forward.
All right, so maybe you could tell me what that thing was all about and suck.
Time to go. You gotta, we have to. So what this is what should we say? Nastiness? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I appreciate that comment. She makes me feel empowered to drop a big...
Whoopee! Well, all right.
That's unfortunate. It should be noted that it's mostly men who are making
air on the air
comments.
All right. We've heard a lot of... Here's one more blast from the past.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait.
I got a little bit... Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait. Let me... Oh, wow.
If you don't turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your...
I just want to talk about the position of the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the he's above the National Security Advisor. So he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Mike O'Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that. Since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
That's a good one. That's like an all-time good one.
Wow.
Right. How about yourself?
You got me running, baby.
Dumbass.
You give me something.
Just a bunch of white trash. That's funny, right, House?
Great House.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Oh, okay, let's not get into that.
Greg, calm down. Come on.
Whoa, yes, it is.
There we go.
That's more like it.
Faggot.
This show is going to deal with all the personations of this guy, you know, this good lady, you know. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, hi, Julia.
Well, I'm making those, my bananas, part of my skinny, I like. And you know who else is here next to me? It's French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
Hi, everybody. I'm French Gourmet. This show is about how to cook. How to make bananas into small pieces for the jello.
Yep, that's right.
Funny, that's funny.
How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What do you think? Is everybody happy?
I'm mocking you, dork.
All right.
Tango!
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Howdy, Donna Mike Show, new episode on a Tuesday. Phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Wonderful. How you doing, Buzz?
I think I'm okay. I think I'm going to be okay.
Hold on, let me turn the music down.
I think I'm going to be fine.
What's the matter with Buzz?
It's either allergies or I've stripped my throat with screens of sexual ecstasy. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Let's have a sing-along.
Jeez Louise.
I'll be over here if you need me.
Wow. I bumped into a golf pro last week that had the same thing. You haven't been getting a golf lesson, have you?
No, I haven't.
Finally.
The fun thing about this, though.
Someone that makes me sound like I have a golden throat.
All right, quarantine the news studio and quarantine it right now.
It changes hour to hour.
It should be, Buzz. What?
I said it changes from hour to hour, so although I sound horrible now, in 20 minutes I might be fine. Maybe.
Wow.
I'll tell you why I think he's faking.
Why do you think he's faking?
Well, I spoke to him on the telephone today.
And he was perfect?
And it was like, hi, how are you? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
It was fine.
Blah, blah. Okay, bye.
This is one of the many voices that I do.
What?
This is one of the many voices that I do. And I'm putting it on today.
When did this hit you?
This morning I woke up and here it was.
Wow. Rob's got a prediction.
Really?
Oh dear, is it dire?
Of course.
Of course.
Can we play a game?
I'm just making a statement, it's all done. I mean, I've said it many times before. I hate cancer.
Oh, no.
That's all we all do.
Oh dear.
We all do.
May or may not.
Does it feel phlegmy?
No, it feels injured.
I'm
now, see, when you mellow out a little bit, when you mellow out, it sounds okay.
Mellow out, dude.
It feels raw.
Raw.
If I talk very
softly. So it's like a laryngitis thing.
Yeah, I think so. If I talk softly like this, it's mostly okay.
Wow.
So he's got to do that whole thing and make it more appealing to chicks.
That's
and great. Make you and I appear more like pigs than we already are.
Yeah, because we kind of screech any way you shape it.
Eldon.
Please.
Hi, everybody.
Please, for goodness sakes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
When did it came on this morning?
Yeah, I woke up this
you
morning.
You were fine last night?
This, yeah, actually, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to a medical professional?
No need for that. I don't believe in doctors. No, it's not true.
You're a Christian scientist.
If I have this, that's right. If I have this tomorrow, I'll check into it. But I predict it'll be gone tomorrow.
All right, well, hope you feel better.
Thank you.
It sure does sound like you feel bad.
I feel great. I really do. It just sounds awful. So I'll be over here.
Last night, did you go to the baking supply warehouse?
No. Actually, that would probably help.
I don't want to appear to be selfish because you know that's not what I'm about.
Right, you might.
But can you see if you can, all the doors that you go through, can you see if you can open them like with something besides your hand?
I can assure you that this is nothing contagious, but I will take the usual precaution.
Where is it?
The Purell?
Yeah, the Purell.
Rob, I need another condom.
I'm soaking in it.
Please, a condom.
Don, I used them all last night.
Don't you think this has something...
Get me a new three-pack of condoms.
Don't you think that this has something to do with your promiscuous lifestyle?
Oh, it has to. I can't think of any other cons.
You've got the throat herpes.
I need 10.
10 condoms?
Because after I open the door after Buzz, what I like to do is put a condom on each finger.
That's smart. And you open it with just that little OK sign.
Yeah.
That's how you open the door.
Yeah.
But you said raw, so pain?
Only when I talk.
Oh, dear me.
No, really. No pain even then. It just sounds awful.
Somebody get Dennis Murphy on the line.
For that, I apologize.
Anything but that, Mike. Well, hope you, even though you say you're not feeling bad, hope you feel better, Buzz.
Appreciate that, and I think I'll be ready to go.
Do you have any hot tea over there? Tea and lemon?
I think that's why I'm sweating right now, because I'm drinking hot tea on this nice, chilly day.
Very good.
Good for you, Buzz. You're very brave. You're a very brave boy.
He's a fighter, Don.
You're right.
He's a fighter. Buzz, keep up the good fight.
Here he is. He's the poster boy today. We've got him up here with a guy from United Airlines.
Here's Buzz Burbank. Little Buzz Burbank. Lil Buzz Burbank.
L-I-L Buzz Burbank.
Isn't he your good luck charm?
Okay, he's a good luck charm at the telethon this year.
Help us, won't you?
The breaking news from 24, of course, is the return of Devane.
Yes.
And the Devaniacs are absolutely in force.
Yes.
It's the only thing that can save 24.
That is true.
I am retarded about this.
You can call it retarded. On this particular occasion, I will call you phenomenally observant.
As 24 began, and they were doing all the credits with the names, as the scene is starting, at the very end it said, and also starring Powers Booth, and then very briefly, there it was, William Devane.
I have always known that you are, and I know it's not something that's going to land you in any Hall of Fame anywhere. It's not anything where you're going to be immortalized, but it is a skill. You watch the Magic Box in a different way than other people.
It's my gift from God.
You alerted me to this fact. I went back. I had it on TiVo. And I still couldn't see it.
Right away.
You caught the credit at the beginning of 24.
I called Mike and I called Rob immediately. Like, seriously. Like a mongoloid. I'm like, Devane! Devane! And they're both like, don't know what you're talking about. And then there he was, 10 minutes left in the show.
Don't go near my daughter, Jack.
Yeah, show doesn't make it without you, does it, Devane?
Everything you touch, everyone you come near, somehow turns up dead.
I made Audrey a promise. I made the same promise to you. I will take care of her as long as it takes. I will be there for her.
Stay away from her.
No, you won't, Jack.
Stay away.
Excuse me. I don't want you to go anywhere near my daughter ever again.
Yeah, Jack.
Let me talk around. Audrey went looking for you, and this is how she came back. What's happened to her is your fault.
The bank.
Accept that responsibility.
The only thing that can pick 24 out of its slump.
Yeah.
Devane.
Right. Your fault.
It was a nice dose of low-key Devane.
Yeah, and I got to bring it down if I'm going to do that because it's not.
But I can help her. Stay away from her.
It's Devane like in that movie Payback.
Stay away from her.
Mr. Secretary, earlier I got through to Audrey. I can do the same thing again. I just need some time, please. I'm warning you.
Ah, there he is.
Stay away.
Goddamn, what an exciting moment for all of us.
Yes, I know.
What an exciting moment for all of us. Not only us watching, but everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Away from her, Jack.
Although there is one great question you should have asked your daughter, Bill.
What is that, Rob?
Whether or not she was insane.
Are you insane?
What?
She's nuts.
I plunged off a cliff to my death, and no one makes a mention of it, not one solitary word.
You're back. Devane is back.
And if they know what's good for them, Jack, they'll put me in every episode.
Yeah.
Every single episode, they'll put me on.
You know,
till the end.
I think about that article that I read in Entertainment Weekly. I believe I mentioned it on the air way back, after the show had been on for 8 or 9 episodes, saying like it was a day in the life of 24.
Right.
And that the executives were pitching to them would it be a good idea to bring back William Devane?
Yeah.
Because they were thinking that the audience was not good. Connecting with people.
Well, and, I think we can all agree it's a brilliant idea.
The dream has been realized.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you, Don, for noticing my credit and calling everybody associated with your broadcast and letting them know that I was going to be on the show.
And don't forget Mike, of course, your greatest aper.
Well, I think he's a fat ass. But that's just my personal opinion. I'd just like to say, welcome back to the greatest character actor in modern television history. It's me, Bill Devane. And anybody that disagrees, I'll look them square in the eye and say, have you lost your mind?
Back with a vengeance.
Back from the dead. Back from the watery grave.
Yeah.
Where I busted out a window and swam to the surface with my lizard-like tail.
Secretary Heller
is back.
Secretary Heller.
Right.
Stay away from Audrey Raines, Jack. Stay away from her. Please. Everything you come near winds up dead. You understand me?
Devane.
Look at my eyes. Look at my large vampire teeth.
I'm with the Devaniac. And the lips.
Yes.
Once I remembered that movie, Payback, right. And when the guy said he's putting the... I remember the lotion. What's the name of the lotion?
Carmex.
Carmex on my lips.
Very gently on his lips. It was that same understated Devane.
Many of you might have wondered what I've been doing while I've been away.
Yeah, what?
Tanning. Yes, tanning. Tan skin makes one's teeth
look
whiter. Much whiter.
And that was a beautiful ensemble you had last night. The big cufflinks. The nice gigantic collar.
I'm a power broker on the show. If the man dresses like he's powerful, he'll appear to be powerful, and henceforth will be powerful. You understand what I'm saying, Jack? Really, I'm making a point here. I realize that both nostrils are completely closed.
Doesn't matter. Nothing.
They're shut down in totality, but I can still whisper, especially when I get up to his ear.
Doesn't matter, Devane.
Stay away from her. Stay away from her, Jack. You bastard. You Sutherland Canadian.
You're no longer the Secretary of Defense, though, are you?
Who the hell told you? Who authorized you to bring that fact up? That's not relevant.
I'm just... Level
We're running out of time, and you're bringing up this crap about me not being in a position of authority.
Yeah, he was so low-key last night.
Yeah,
that'll change.
Stay away from her. Hey, Jack, can I ask you something? How does my breath smell?
How about your other guy? How about your other guy, Mike?
Yeah.
How was Booth?
She had an affair on me.
You know, Janet...
they're both similar in the way that they kind of a cool character actor.
Janet pointed something out to me last night, how they're softening the president, the vice president, that they've made him go from bad guy to make you think he's okay, and the one scene in particular...
She's a harlot.
...is where he's sitting in his office with the Ally McBeal guy.
Right.
And he's running his hand over his wedding ring, and he says... Ever since my wife died, and Janet said, hey, right there, you know what they're telling the audience? They're telling the audience, this guy's not some cat out there screwing around on his wife. Look at him. He's a poor, sad man. And the girl that he was banging is banging a Russian, for God's sake.
Rest assured, I'll do something evil.
Treason.
Rest assured, I'll do something bad. He cheated on me. Now go F him again. Save your country. F him again. That's what I want you to do. Look at me in the eye. You harlot, whore, trollop, tramp,
ho, bitch.
It applies to you. You're a hoe, and I'm Noah. Noah Daniels. And you cheated on me. I could lock you in solitary for the rest of your life. You understand that? It's treason. It's a capital crime.
Our favorite characters on 24 are the ones that, like, you watch and you go, who is that guy?
Although, who are they?
Although the president, the vice president, they'll get a lot of time on the show.
Who are these guys?
Who are they?
Who are these guys? Why are they on TV still? They should have been gone years ago. They should be out on the farm.
No, they're great.
We need to clear the air. You understand what I'm saying? How dare you? How dare you? You cheated on me, you blonde bim. Now go back to your boyfriend with the big muscles. And I want you to sleep with him again. I want you to sleep with him again, and I want you to come back to me after you do. You got to do it to save your country. I'm not asking, I'm telling. Ah.
I was being.
Ah. There we go. Yeah, a little doggy.
He was riding off the scene on a horse.
Come on there, girl. Noah Daniels from Texas. Yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay.
Powers freaking Booth.
Yeah, come on there. You upset me so much I've been putting pin needles in my skin all night. Little tiny pockmarked pin needles. You blonde. You ain't even that good looking anyway. You're not as good as that Arab lady over at CTU.
No.
Man, would I like to bang her. Man.
Like her to take that jacket off?
I'd like her to take that jacket off. Show us that silk blouse. Show us what's under that blouse. How's that, huh? How about giving your vice president, or your president, your acting president, a little peek at that? I'd like to have a meeting with you.
What if I could offer you a night, sir, with Chloe O'Brien?
Not a chance. She's spoken for.
Yeah.
Spoken for by your producer, John Norman. He's got a screensaver.
Let's say that she wants to make herself available to you in that coital way.
I'm sorry. I can't deal with that. The F.O. factor is just far too tough for the president.
F.O.?
Feminine odor! Not going near Chloe O'Brien. She's been with that other guy, Morris.
Yeah.
He's the only kind of man that could stand that smell. That British fella with the dirty beard and the smelly underarms because he's been tortured so bad.
I got a dirty bomb.
That's the Chloe O'Brien dirty bomb. It's not going anywhere near your acting president, Noah Daniels. No, I've been scorned. I'm going to go gay. I'm going to go gay for my assistant. The Ally McBeal guy.
What about Rob Lowe's brother?
Oh, Chad Lowe. Where's he hiding? He likes men with pockmarks. Yes, he does. He told me so. You little S-faced hoe! Get out of the Oval Office! Don't come back. Yeah? Oh, doggies! Yeah, little doggies, get along now. Get along now, Blondie. Go down, bang your big boyfriend with the big muzzles. Come back and report to Noah Daniels and save the country. Make sure that the Russians don't bomb us because the Chinese have the thing that they're supposed to have. And the Russians know it. They think the Chinese are going to attack them. So what they're going to do is attack us. Right. It's unacceptable, I tell you. Oh, doggies! Totally unacceptable. I can't accept this no longer. I'm Noah Daniels, a big old 10-yellin' hat here. Now get out of here,
Powers Booth.
Powers Booth. Powers Booth with his drunky eyes. His drunky cool man eyes. Yeah.
Booth.
And it's a fact
that you have to loosen up before every single take.
I sure do. That's why I get three fingers. See, Powers needs his three fingers. He's got a big love scene. Give me three fingers of vermouth and five fingers of vodka. Mmm. Then I'll do kissy face. Get that blonde bimbo back in here.
A lot of fingers.
Yeah. Is there a chance I could kiss you one more time?
Can you still even get the job done?
I surely can with the proper medication.
Oh, you need the pill.
Yes, sirree. Cialis is my friend. I take a big horse-sized pill. It's Texas-sized Cialis.
That's too bad for
you. I can go all week long.
Too bad that you have ED.
I have ED, but it works with Cialis. I don't go reporting to no fancy, highfalutin, overeducated doctor either.
No.
When mine lasts more than 4 hours. I have the cast and crew cover it up with a big old blanket. Yes, sirree. Lasts for 4 hours every time I take one of my horsey pills.
Hold on. I saw something on YouTube today. It was, God, how to describe this in the CBS environment? Free speech, but then there's CBS. It is a technical film of an elephant being prompted to release.
I've seen it. Oh, wonderful attitude, doesn't it?
And, yeah, then there's the woman with the big hefty bag.
She's got the easy job.
Down there by you know.
Does this.
Unflappable.
He's totally unfazed. He's got the best attitude.
He's like, well, this is what I do. He's a British guy. And what I do, I to massage the prostate. You know, yes, that's a good boy. You can't see the guy's elbow, for God's sake.
You can't see his shoulder.
No.
It's his whole arm.
And then it's his girlfriend who's underneath him on the milking stool.
And that's the only way they can do that successfully.
Boy, oh boy.
They don't do it any other way.
And I finally got a link on YouTube to the clip that I believe shows the most, because everybody's seen the one where you don't really see.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen.
What comes out?
I don't see that. I'm the one that I've seen. I just see the
the guy that's back there doing the job.
Yeah, and then afterwards, it's like the two of them going, well, have a nice day, goodbye. That's
so long.
There was one that came up there today. Now, I don't know if it's something that somebody, you know, spliced together, but it is a pretty effective looking, almost like a piece of jello mold.
Right.
Got it on right now.
That is the one.
Yeah, that's the one. And the guy's we didn't mention the guy's head to toe in a tarp.
Hey, where's the audio for that? Can you bring that up on your board?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Don't work in Trigger by massaging.
You see, but you got a little bit of how unflappable that guy is.
And
this is an animal that's being helped to produce other animals.
Oh, I know. When you're talking about Powers Booth, that's what made me think of that. That I got an email today.
I got an elephant in here.
I got an email from a buddy saying, "Hey, use this link to see more of that video than you've ever seen before." And like I was telling you, it looks like. With the splice job, I don't know if it was real or not, but if it was, it sure did fool me.
I think it's real. I mean, it appears to be real in the it's British television where they show that kind of thing. And the guy was just another day at the office, just doing his job and breaking a sweat, working up quite a sweat. It's quite an effort that he makes.
And like pat the elephant on the rear, good boy. Right. No, that's a good boy. Yeah, where's my finger?
More than your finger. Use your whole arm. Now, get out of here.
Can you imagine doing that with Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Evil.
It would not be. All right. Daddy watched The View today.
Oh, really?
You know why?
Why?
Daddy likey Hasselbeck.
Oh. Is she? Well, how far along is she?
3 months, baby.
Oh, no.
And wearing the revealing top today.
You can get by that mind of hers?
Oh, yes. You know what? You put her in the Kathy Lee class.
Man.
Piece of duct tape. Right over the mouth. Oh, Daddy likey.
Have they made any progress as far as, the direction they're heading? Who was, it's still Rosie, right? It's still Rosie through June, I think.
I turned it on today. I just saw Hasselbeck's boobs, and I was like, okay, that's nice. Change the channel. Update on my son-in-law.
Good. Yeah, we talked about that a lot yesterday.
Please. My retarded son-in-law, and I have to call him retarded because there was no pornography involved in the downloading of $1,400 of stuff on his phone.
He finally got back to you?
In 1 month.
Did he get back to you, or did you have to call him?
Well, I got home last night, and I said to Janet, and they called, as he called. She said, not a word. And it was coming down to, okay, for me, this is crunch time.
Yeah.
House was about to start.
Right.
And I said, I don't know if I've seen this one or not. And I really don't want to be bothered tonight because I love these shows so much. My life revolves around TV.
Right.
Ugh, I'll just bite the bullet. Screw it. I can't wait for them to call. So I called.
Yeah.
And spoke to him. And he's a stand-up guy, my son-in-law. I said all the right things. I flat out asked him, I said, what are you doing? He said, abusing it, abusing the privilege. He said, I didn't know that the amount would accrue every time and it would continue. And I said, but you knew that there was an amount, and what are you doing? And he said, just pretty much getting on the internet and, looking at sites.
Oh, no.
And I said to him, you be honest with me, not that I care, But it's going to help in my level of being pissed. So be honest with me. Is there porn? And at that point, he was like, no. Are you retarded? He didn't say, are you retarded? No. But he said, I wouldn't get porn through my telephone.
Good.
And when he said that, I mean, you realize that I'm talking, he's a 27-year-old man. He knows what's going on. I mean, he's like, no, I'm not going to get porn.
So where was he surfing the net?
As it turns out, I don't have all of the details yet because I was still mad, and I kind of left it with him where he said he would repay me, of course,
right? Good.
And I said, that's how adults do it, but for now, let's just, I'm mad, I'll get over it, I'll see you later, bye bye.
Oh, very nice.
Click, that's how.
So he was just surfing websites,
just time.
Yeah,
in the car.
Time and kilobytes.
Just being stupid. I mean, I wish I could say it's something else. It's really just.
Why didn't he call you?
I believe because he was a little embarrassed about this, that it was not something that was outwardly awful, but, you know, I said to him, it's like something a 10-year-old would do, you know.
Right.
And at that point, he's like,
he got a little emotional.
No, it was just, he got very quiet and
he started stammering.
Call me sir, you know.
Yeah.
So you sir, may I have another?
You know,
job done.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's the update on that.
Well, I'm glad you won't have to worry about those bills anymore.
Well, it doesn't.
And if you do, he might have to go see somebody.
It doesn't mean that I didn't call Singular to see if I can still find that on my own.
How'd that go?
That'll probably not happen. If it's the web, you won't be able to trace that.
Well, maybe I will.
He's still going to try to make a concerted effort.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Maybe I will. Because I don't know. Although it sure was believable. Because it was just in regular conversation. And he's like, dude, I would not watch porno on my phone. He's like, what am I going to do? Like, sit in the room and watch it on my. And I'm like, okay, you know, I get the picture.
Okay,
you're not going to watch porno on your little cell phone.
Well, normally when you see prices go that high, when the cost of something is that high and it involves downloading anything, you think immediately porno.
Sure.
And it can be a lot of things.
Porno on the end of that.
Porno.
Porno.
Get out of here with that porn. I'm taking your phone away.
You like porno on the internet?
I love porn everywhere. On my iPod, on the internet. I love it. I love it everywhere, but I like it in its purest, old, original form.
Really?
Magazines. Lots of them. Stacks of them. Stacks of Penthouse from the good era. The era I call the number one era.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah, baby.
In the last 10 years.
And I'll be going back to my porno magazines now that I've been betrayed by that harlot. She, I got the horns on me. She put the horns on me. And I'm going to rope those horns like a cowboy would. I broke out terribly last night. She cheated on me. It caused me to break out. Yeah, I know I'm 60. I broke out anyway. Lots of zits. I got a lot of neck zits because of it. Ugly. No, just bring me a whole chocolate cake.
Neck zits.
Chocolate makes the pain go away. I want 16 Hershey bars and a big bucket of Oreo cookies.
And a pen?
And then I'm going to watch my zits pop. Biatch. She's a biatch. Now go on and get out of here. Get out of here. Powers Booth. I'm such a tough guy.
We've got to be the only guys that watch that show now and laugh. Because there are parts where really... Because Mike does that so much on the show now, how can you not watch that and laugh?
I don't care. It's pain time for me. You want to laugh at that, you go ahead. I'm going to grit my teeth for the rest of the episode. Jack Bauer. Get me Jack Bauer. But you know, I'll grit my teeth and keep my eyes real, real lazy like this. Yeah. There we go. Give me my string tie, my oversized belt buckle. You go back. You F that guy. Go on now. Go back to your big, muscle-laden boyfriend. Harlot. Give me the little man in here. I want to talk to him. I want to talk to him about a proposition I have.
The little Muppet Boy.
Muppet Boy. Muppet Boy, come in here. I've got a proposition for you. Your president has needs.
I want you to watch this video on YouTube.
I'd like you to watch this elephant video. And then when we're done, what I'd like you to do is do the exact same thing to me.
You mean you're going to be the elephant, sir?
You're darn right I'm going to be the elephant. And I'm just like the elephant. So I'm Powers Booth. But for tonight, in the Oval Office, on this couch over here, you can call me Elephant Man.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Don, I was wondering if maybe you thought your son-in-law was using it for internet gambling on his phone.
No, I also asked that, and I believe him on that, and no.
Hard to do that now, isn't it? Internet gambling? Didn't they shut down those sites?
And it's pretty tough with just a cell phone. You need PayPal, or you need like a credit card or something like
No credit cards anymore.
Or a quick flight to Costa Rica.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Yeah. I wanted to know if you guys heard about what happened with Imus.
He got fired.
No, what happened with him?
You bunch of straight hair boys.
Good. That piece of prepared comedy brought to you by Dumbass Land.
Wow. You bunch of straight-haired boys.
Timely.
Didn't he call us hillbillies? Or as Billy Ray Cyrus likes to say on Dancing with the Stars, I'm a heelbilly.
Did you watch any of the self-loathing Tom Bergeron last night?
Since you brought that up, since you talked about the fact that Tom Bergeron hates himself so much, hates everything about what he does, hates his job, hates who he is, I now watch it, and it comes through.
Doesn't it?
If you look at him with that in mind, you realize that he is just, not only is he going through the motions, but he can... His whole demeanor is like that he wow. thinks it's just one big farce.
I told you about a month ago, I read a long interview with Tom Bergeron, of all people, where they asked him about his success, and he was very upfront and saying, what success?
You know,
I've got material success, but I'm a joke. You know, I'm on this show where you've got football players and basketball players dancing with ex-soap opera stars.
And you know, once again, it comes home that, you know, I've looked at it, and I like the ladies in the skimpy outfits. If you log any time with that show, it's painful to watch. It's so bad. It's such a bad program.
When you see him after knowing this article that I read where he is really self-loathing, and he says even though the show's a hit, he's embarrassed to be on it.
Wow.
When you see him and he goes,
I like him because of that.
He says, well, there's John Ratzenberger. That certainly was very interesting. I mean, he doesn't.
No.
If you read between the lines, he's doing that smarmy.
He doesn't really like anybody, sincerely.
No.
He didn't like anybody. And when you go back and look at old Hollywood Squares, he didn't like anybody on Hollywood Squares either. We got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Because he, if he's really the way you say he is in that article, yeah, if he's telling the truth in that article, then he'd be a delight to talk to. He'd be right at home here. We're filled with self-loathing.
Did it not change the way when you watch Dancing of the Stars?
It changed my entire opinion of Tom Bergeron. I really thought he was the stain of stains.
Right.
I really did. And now I watch him going, hey, he hates what he does. You got to love the guy.
A lot of the article, and I'm quoting out of context, but a lot of it was basically, hey, I know that, you know, I'm the idiot when I go into 7-Eleven. They go, he's the America's Funniest Home Video guy. And then someone will say, no, hold on, that's Bob Saget.
Right.
Like, that's the world that Tom Bergeron lives in.
That's where he is.
He thinks he's a total loser. Right.
Well, that show, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, when you look at the, you know, the quote-unquote stars that are on that show, I mean, no wonder he's filled with self-loathing.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
No Buchanan, CTU. I've also slept with that blonde-haired whore, Lisa.
All right, well, that is not the best Bill Buchanan.
No,
I've
it's
ever
not
heard.
Bad, but Bill Buchanan's easy to do. I mean, a lot of guys sound like Bill Buchanan.
Bill Buchanan.
He's gone now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He may be back.
He'll be back. Yes, hi. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I heard Michael's rendition of the anthem and lost it.
Lost it in a good way or a bad way?
Lost it in every way. Replayed it, played it, and replayed it, and I can't get enough. And I want to know if I could get a little sample, a little six-second sample.
Oh, you mean of the anthem?
Yeah.
Like just to sing a little snippet of it?
A little snippet, a little ending or a little middle part.
You really enjoyed it when I did it the first time?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, if you want just a little snippet, no.
Oh.
No. Doing a snippet of the anthem dishonors the country.
That's right.
You have to do the whole thing, and if you do the whole thing, you should only do it like before, you know, sporting events. Sporting events or wherever they do it.
Still, I love it when you say no to someone.
That's the perfect setup for that.
Oh, you liked it.
No.
Yeah. That's...
Thanks, Greg.
Good every time. Let's do this, and we'll be back in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike.
It is so good to be home. You know, I wanted us to live in a place with real family values. But values don't come from where you live or who your friends are. They come from inside, from your own beliefs.
I agree, Lois. Like, for instance, if you're watching a TV show and you decide to take your values from that, you're an idiot. Maybe you should take responsibility for what values your kids are getting. Maybe you shouldn't be letting your kids watch certain shows in the first place if you have such a big problem with them, instead of blaming the shows themselves.
Well, I agree with the Family Guy.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
yeah. Hey, called us a while ago.
Check it out.
I was just checking the top of the pop charts, and I saw this song by Pink. Hey, you kids have embraced it. It's like in the top five this week.
I think it sounds a little bit like Fergalicious.
I like the topic. I think we've discussed this before. She's saying, in essence, leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with you. Go home tonight. It's just you and your hand. Yes. I will help you. Pink. I'll make those demons quiet. When it's over. It's over before it began.
Money.
Yeah. And then a provocative sound.
You know what I like about Pink?
What?
Everything.
Yeah.
You said it the right way, too. Everything. No, I got an album of hers when she first came on the music scene, and she's a belter. She can really, really belt it out. And there are not a lot of pop stars today that can do that. I mean, I really, really like the way she sings.
Hey, how are you two knuckleheads doing?
What are they discussing out
in
the hallway?
Not too distracting. Sure, it's the next great segment.
They're producing.
Is that what you knuckleheads are working on?
What's going on?
Dinner plans
for tonight.
Priorities.
Everybody on the show eats together every night. We have our post show. Our post show meal.
Hey, John?
310.
He's giving a phone number.
That poor bastard.
What's going on? Well, what's he up to?
It's no secret that we get lousy guests on this show.
We what? Do.
And we try our best with the lousy guest that we guest. No. Okay. No. I'll just keep that for an example, though. Thank you.
Can I see it, please? Please.
Oh, God. So, listen, it is a thankless job being the producer of this radio show.
Yes.
However, all we ask, in this case of John and Rob before him and Beth Ann before him, is get us one guest a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, granted, most of them blow, like Jacqueline Smith, but I like talking to Jacqueline Smith. She had a hot TV show, and we had some fun with her. You know, we get some very good guests occasionally, like John Voight.
Right.
People from 24.
And we had fun with Mr. Voight, too. He called you Donnie.
But we sure do get our share of crappy guests. And here's what they had today. This will look behind the scenes. This is not me raving out.
You're
going to
pull back the curtain a little bit?
Just so you listeners can understand where we're coming from here. Right. Why, I guess in the next segment, John's going to fill the 15 minutes for you.
Okay.
Because the first thing that the producer had was a segment about weed that would be hosted by Buzz with some guy who's promoting weed. And my thought was, slightly overdone.
Been there.
Plus,
you're right about that.
It turns out I listened to Buzz's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I called John last night and I said, let's find a different angle. Let's get something else.
Right. He just brought another piece of paper in.
Hi, John.
Hi.
No, that's no.
This just in.
No on him.
Can I? Oh, the same?
Yeah. These two are idiots. They really are.
We just did that.
Anyway.
We just did that bit.
No. So we'll reveal what we're talking about here in a moment.
It'll be fun.
So then John calls me and says, okay, now keep in mind, my expectations are very low of someone in the job of producer, because I know
you have the George Bush philosophy.
I know that you're not going to get...
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
That's the way it works.
I'm looking at USA Today. Okay. Anybody from Spider-Man? Not a chance.
No, it's not. It's just
Justin
too hot.
Timberlake? Not a chance.
Right. No.
Anybody from any of these movies? Disturbia?
Tommy Newsom?
Keat? He's dead, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to see that tonight. I'm a little late to the party, but I'm going to see Disturbia tonight.
Anyway, you can open the paper and there's all kinds of people that are making news.
Right.
And then you think, okay, well, if they're like making the rounds of Letterman and Leno, okay, let's be realistic. We're not going to get Tobey Maguire.
Right.
So then you say, okay, well, bring me the next best thing you got. And it was this weed thing. And I said, I'll pass on that. So then this morning, Poor John calls me up and he says, hey, got that slot filled. And I said, beautiful. What is it? And he said, got a guy who is Steve McQueen's stuntman and double. And I said, yeah. He said, you know in the movie The Great Escape? Uh-huh. He's really the guy that jumped over the wall. And I stopped for a second and I said, really, John?
Dude.
90% of the people listening don't know who Steve McQueen was.
Yeah.
The actor, and The Great Escape is a very, very old movie. It's a classic movie, but it's an old movie.
And we're talking about a guy, Steve McQueen, the actor who's been dead for a long time.
Very long time. I think he died at 50.
And it's a guy who, like, did stunts for him in the movies. And
the way things are going, we are going to die at 50.
So I said, you know, regretfully, no. No, thank you.
Right.
Please try to come up with something better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show continues, and the show by now the show's on the air.
Right, we're in it,
and we've got a slot today. If this was a real show,
right,
at 4:15 today, I guess we would go dark.
You know what we need? You know what we need?
A producer.
We need a Regis. You know how Letterman, and you know they believe it or not, they do have these problems on the late night talk shows and on all talk shows. Letterman, whenever you see Regis Philbin on Letterman, count on it. That they've had a segment they needed to fill.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to, I'm not yelling and screaming here. I know it's a tough job, and you got to come up with someone every day. But when it is job description number one, and it's been laid out to you as your job, and then, you know, what is this? And then as we're going on the air, I said to Mike, we're coming out of the commercials, I said, you know, nobody's even bothered to come in and say if they've got anything for the next segment or not. And when they were two running around like chickens with their head cut off, Rob held up the note, do you want Mark Rippon this segment?
Yeah.
Our friend,
right.
You know, Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Right.
And we both, you know, smiled and said no.
Yeah.
And then
he's a very nice man. It's just
untimely.
And like, you know, a lot of the guests that we get on this show, I mean, if we were on the air like in 1980,
right.
Those guests would kick ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jacqueline Smith would have been much hotter.
Always been.
Mark Rippon was a real good guest back in 1991.
Oh, yeah.
When he won the Super Bowl.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And we love Rip.
Right.
Right.
You know, I think he was a fine, fine guy, and he used to like to involve himself with the show, but he doesn't live here. You know, it's...
No, so the deal is that if you get a guy like Rip, excuse me, and I don't even know if he wants to be on the show. They probably just called him up and, like, tried to strong-arm him into it. Well, then you throw him on.
I understand he's running a successful chain of hotels. He's a hotelier now, isn't he?
Exciting.
Yeah.
We could ask him about that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be thrilling?
It'd be very exciting.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
How are those hotels going?
Right.
How are those hotels going?
So that's the dilemma.
Yeah. That is the dilemma today.
That is really a sticky wicket.
Sure.
And frankly, that's what got Rob back in the seat that he's in right now.
Right.
So I guess I say to everyone out there in the radio industry, you know, is it that hard to come up with one guest a day for a radio show?
I don't do it, so I don't know. I would think it's... you know, I mean, well, we got John Voight, and that was a nice big movie star.
Okay,
and it was fun talking to him. It doesn't have to be a John Voight every day, right?
No, but I'd like to have someone to talk to besides ourselves and our listeners every day.
I would, too.
Not too much to ask.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
For God's sakes, Jesus Christ, God
we
damn
need
it,
a
mother effer.
We need a talent booker, like that fat lady on Letterman.
That'll never happen.
No?
We got John.
He's not fat at all.
How you doing, John?
Strangely enough, I've had better days.
Really?
So what do you got for 4:15, Johnny?
I guess it's either me or the 89-year-old baseball card collector who sold his collection for like $3 million.
Boy, you suck.
Wow.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You are not awesome.
No, not at all. Not feeling awesome.
Are you going to make some more phone calls?
I have done nothing but beat the bushes, make phone calls, send emails all day, and got absolutely dick.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. That's a drag.
Yeah.
That is a drag.
What would you suggest someone in my position do?
I don't know. Find a real producer, I guess.
He's breathing again. He's back to that breathing now. That's going to be permanent now.
Who said that you had done that already? and that maybe you were supposed to be that guy.
Well, let's find out.
Okay. I always like the background of hearing the Joe Ardinger work. That's always fascinating.
It's like the hair dryer on the Lee Helios tape. We're in good shape today.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm trying, man. We're all trying.
There are some days. Yeah. Sorry, cats. There are some days that some of you should not take your paycheck home.
Some days are diamonds. What's the other part of that lyric?
Some days are manure.
I'm just an old chunk of coal.
All right, John.
But I'm going to be a diamond someday.
Now, Rob, tell me. Do you wish that I would have scolded you like that? Or did you approach the more hands-on, more aggressive approach?
I believe with Rob's punishments were more corporal in nature.
I believe you punished me every way. I recall being addressed like that. And I recall being yelled at. And
calmly. That was calm, though.
It was very nice. Very,
very calm.
I thought that very reserved. I thought that was pulling back the curtain, mm-hmm. giving the audience a little insight.
I mean, really, what the frick does the producer on this show do besides sit back and wait for Mike and I to make things great? Sorry, I said it.
Just one. And there's a fairly wide gulf of individuals we could chat with.
And to be fair, the guys that produce this show do a very nice job of helping us out, getting the tapes, and they come up with some ideas, and I'm glad
they do.
I'm glad to give them credit. Like today,
they work hard.
Today we're going to be doing Are You Smarter Than an Ardinger?
Right.
And that was thought up by John and Rob, and that was great, and they did all the legwork on that.
Right.
But the job description number one is to get us somebody from the world of pop culture every day. And every once in a while, it's okay to have a guy who thinks that aliens are coming from the planet C.
Those are actually fun.
That was like yesterday.
That we had a blast with that guy.
That's an every once in a while thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we should just, for the remainder of time that we have on the air, we should just forget the thought that we can ever get guests.
Are you talking the remainder of time like today?
No,
or are you talking for the whole run?
Why keep sitting here and manipulating ourselves?
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I must step in.
And say every
day. Now I'm sorry. I'm going to step in here and say, no, that's letting people off the hook.
No.
I think they'd like the challenge.
Who would like the challenge?
Well, no. I mean, that's a cop-out. I think that's a total cop-out.
How is it a cop-out to say, I'm really tired of making S out of, putting out of
yeah,
S.
I know what you're saying. What you're saying is you are really tired of coming in here with the expectation that we're going to get a guest and then having to, at the last minute, do it. And what I'm saying.
So if it's been demonstrated that generally speaking, we don't get really good guests,
mm-hmm.
and it's apparent that no one can get us any good guests, why are we even chasing that elusive piece of cheese? I mean, really. Does anybody think that all of a sudden?
Well, that's a tough one for me to answer. But what I don't want to see happen is, you know, usually when something, like when there's a bad run, for example, the New York Yankees right now.
Right.
You know, George Steinbrenner gave old Joe Torre a little vote of confidence right there. And you know that they're gonna win some games before the season's over. I don't like giving up on something just because it's difficult.
Right.
And you know what? And I think, and really, and I don't want to bust the balls of the guys that work here, but I think really, that's letting them off the hook. And I think really that when we have had meetings about this in the past, there have been people that have stepped up and said, I'm going to do this and I want to do the job. And I think that's been made indelibly clear
by you,
that's part of the gig.
Well, see, you feel that way. Oh, my gosh, we're having a real discussion now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that way because you don't look at the show like from my standpoint.
I know I don't. I also understand what you're saying because
I know,
you come in every day with the expectation that we're going to have a guest, and if we don't have it, you're the one that has the responsibility of coming in here and saying, hey, we have to deal with this. What I'm saying is perhaps coming without that expectation every day, but still with the, you know, in the background with the fact that, hey, and then it would be an extra, that we would get a guest and it would be, here it is. But I would say, from your standpoint, I completely understand what you have to do.
But like what?
You know, what you're saying is, do I have to plan, you know, should I just not plan on us getting guests anymore? Perhaps that would be the case.
And I would say so because the devil's advocate in me playing with you says, well, that's like giving them an out as well, saying, listen, don't worry
you're right.
About
it. Yeah, I agree.
Just keep doing the same crappy job you're getting. And on the off chance that someone great falls in your lap like John Voight, bring it to us. Right?
But
wrong?
I'll tell you why that's wrong. Because if that's the
That would be a mistake on their part to look at it that way. It would seem to me to be a better course of action on their part to still try every day to go for it. If you say
I'm really going to pull the curtain all the way back. This is why I'm frustrated. Just last week, John sent me an email, I guess on Tuesday. I don't remember. Saying it was Tuesday, and already for Wednesday, he'd hit a wall. They didn't think he could come up with anybody. Still going to try as hard as he could, but he just wanted to warn me, give me an advance warning, that he was pretty sure he couldn't come up with anything.
Well, that's tough.
My level of frustration.
Right, and I understand what your level of frustration is. And I think we're both coming from the same space where, you know, because of that, when you say hit a wall, is that a permanent wall? Or is that a wall because it's the time of year? Or because it's particular circumstances? You know, that's what my question would be about that. Because, you know, we both enjoy...
You know,
we both enjoy the guests on this show.
When we get them.
And you know what? We are a little quirky as far as who we like to talk to on this show.
Here's the thing. I'm tired of faking it with sucky guests. Done it too long.
Yeah, we did it for years.
Tired of it. God damn it. No more guests, unless they're A-list. Screw it, you won't get A-list guests. You guys just do what you do. Keep the glasses full of soda and water. You're real good at that.
Then it is done. It is done, Anthony. Okay.
So, how are you anyway, Mike?
Oh, milady, I think that you got to do what you got to do.
Well, my lord, see what we have done right there is we've already filled up...
Made an executive decision.
And we filled up a segment.
Well, how long have we been doing that?
Always. Always.
Of course we can. It just... I know that you and I always feel real good when we do get... Not necessarily an A-list guest, but... Just a decent person to have an interview with, and that's a drag. That sucks.
You know, we've had a show that's been on the air over 20 years. They're pretty goddamn good ratings. We got about 25 affiliates. Yeah. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously the problem is we can't get anybody. So let's just stop dwelling on it. That's what I'm saying.
It all comes down to salesmanship,
publicly.
Well, Rob, what do you have to offer on this subject? I'm curious.
He just sit in the back.
Yeah, well, this is when we will get the silent treatment, like nobody's business from Rob, but I like to put him on the spot occasionally. Right. What do you have to offer on this? Because you've been there.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It is tough. It is tough to find guests. There's lots of people out there, and when they make their way to radio, a lot of times they're not looking to go on the afternoons. They will package them, and they will say, oh, yeah, well, they're available in the mornings. Do you guys want to do something in the morning? I say, well, we can't do something in the morning because we're an afternoon show. And you can barrage them with emails and phone calls and everything in your power, and a lot of times they turn you away.
See, I've heard that for a long time. So finally you reach the point where you say, why are we continuing this J.O. every day?
Mm-hmm.
Coming in, doing the show, going, who's the guest? And then I half-heartedly go, well, okay. And I have to think to myself, oh. Okay, how do Mike and I possibly make Jacqueline Smith seem at all relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'll tell her that I've always wanted to F her. Yeah, that's about it.
So long, everybody.
That's the thought process.
Well, we have gone along.
Oh, dear. You did say the F word.
Did I say it?
You said we
hit the delay, everybody.
I did.
They'd love to fire me today.
I did.
We've had SE guests that we've made out like Jacqueline Smith. I hate to use her as an example. She's just fresh in our mind.
Right.
It's disappointing.
It's a disappointment.
Here we go.
Hello, Don and...
Oops.
Don and Mike Show, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Sorry for airing our dirty laundry. Sorry. It's just, at this point, I don't know what to do.
It's cathartic.
I'm not, frustrated, mad frustrated. It's like, Jesus Christ, boys. Come on. Come on, help out. At least stand up and do some of the heavy lifting here. Come on. I mean, throw yourself into the job, for goodness sakes. Don and Mike, I let you down today. I'm gonna go out on the street and smother myself with honey and get 1,000 bees and let them.
Well, I just heard that.
No, at my genitals. That's how I'll prove to you I'm a good producer. If I can't come up with somebody, I'll do something. I'll set my foot on fire for you. Now I'm listening.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Anybody?
Anyone in the class?
No experience required. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I suggest a solution to your problem?
Oh, this is very dangerous.
The final solution? Go ahead.
Very dangerous, but go ahead, yes.
Well, four words, and the first word is buzz, and then the next three words are last tinkle or tinkling.
I don't get it. Buzz, last tinkle or tinkling.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And that's the kind of help we're supposed to get?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Prostate joke.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I'm stealing this idea, but it's an idea. Why don't you... There's got to be somebody who listens to the program out there that knows somebody. Like, I don't know what kind of budget you have or anything, but offer up, like, some kind of reward.
Bye! Yeah, let's do that. Hey, we got $1,000.
Now, we're reaping what we sow here because we pulled back the curtain and now people want to participate.
$1,000 from a mega celebrity?
No.
I think
that didn't work when we were
that.
Doing the morning show. That didn't... Yeah, maybe one time.
Hello there. Dynamite Show.
Yo.
Hi.
I'm kind of like stuck on the beltway here, and I need to know where the hell I'm going.
Make a left turn, my friend. Make the first available left.
Do three rights make a left?
Technically, that is correct.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, good day.
Hi there. Good day.
Are you from Canada?
No, but I'm 50. I hate my job. I can't quit yet, Lee. I can't quit yet. Man, I love hearing it.
You like hearing this?
Yeah.
This makes you feel good.
No, it just lets me know I'm not the only one who hates my job today.
Oh, yeah, but you know what?
I'd rather be flying.
Don't get us wrong. I'm speaking for myself. I certainly don't hate my job. I love my job.
I'm
tired of the peripheral BS and the half-lying that goes on.
But you can also appreciate the fact that you bring joy to others by airing some of our dirty laundry occasionally.
Of course.
I think people enjoy hearing this. We wouldn't be doing it. I should say you wouldn't be doing it if that wasn't the case. I wouldn't be going along with it, so I'm wonderfully enthusiastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, I think John does a great job.
Really, do you know that his job description, number one, is to get guests for the show?
Hey, how's he going to get a great guest for a, second-rate show?
There we go.
This is not Letterman. This is not, huge.
Did you just say second-rate? I agree, Greg. We will not sit here and let you insult the United States of America. Dude, gentlemen.
This is not a second-rate show. This is a tenth-rate show.
That's right. Come on, get your facts right.
Please. For goodness sakes. God damn.
Damn.
What's wrong with you people? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
It doesn't really matter who's your guest or, I'll listen to you guys talk about whatever. But, John, he couldn't even get Dr. Capers to come on the air. Dr. Capers is always a great guest.
Sure he could get him. Yeah, I'm sure he could, but in my mind it would be, just pulling out something we've done again.
Right. Yes.
Before,
Right.
Hello, Dynamite!
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, if you want to hear that, we're going on vacation in July. I'm sure they're going to play it.
Knock the cases.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Sorry to be so manic, man.
I don't think you're manic at all.
It's a manic Tuesday, man.
I don't think you're manic at all. You're just sort of telling it the way it is. You're bringing a little behind the scenes out to the front of the stage.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, how about show tunes? I remember about 5 years ago, you played some show tunes all day. That was a great day.
I'll tell you something funny. It's in our contract right now that Mike and I cannot do any protest shows where we just play songs.
We could play songs if it wasn't in protest. But then again, that might be subject to interpretation. For example, if we were to bring in the soundtrack to Fiddler on the Roof, we might get in trouble for playing it. But if we sang it ourselves, that would be another story entirely. Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset.
I don't know the words.
That's because, see, I'm more faggy than you when it comes to that.
Well,
homo.
Wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles. Da 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 da.
Okay, what?
It's my favorite Broadway musical.
Well,
suck on that, losers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Jersey Boys.
Did you ever get to see it?
Jersey Boys?
You never got to see it.
No, why would I go see that?
You said you were.
I lied.
You did not. You wanted to go see it. Look me in the eye and tell me you didn't want to go see it.
If I happen to be in New York. But it's such a hassle to go up there and deal with all those turds.
Two trips a day is a hassle.
It's more than a jukebox musical, Dave. Jersey Boys.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm fresh out of college looking for a job. If I couldn't find a guest, I would set my foot on fire for you.
Well, that's the type of go-getter attitude we're looking for. Get your tape and resume in the mail to us.
Nothing like a young attitude with charred flesh.
I am like
that boy in House last night.
Yeah, I didn't see the house because they put House on and was that a new house?
No, that was a rerun.
Oh. Right,
a rerun.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it.
Where the boy had so many burns on his body they had to put maggots on them.
Because you know why I haven't seen it?
Why?
Because I'm kind of late to the house party. Thank you,
Michael Mara in the house. Everybody.
In the house.
We will protect his house. Click clack, click clack, click clack. Well, let's break.
Where'd the time go? That was our segment for our guest.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs.
Uh-huh.
It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you is very nice, but not as nice as drugs.
There you go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What glorious goo.
Be warned, this is extremely graphic, so if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what?
Way over the line, guys. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey. What are you guys talking about? You never have great guests. You have Paul Senior and Caliendo, Jay Leno.
Leno?
We've never had Jay Leno on our show.
Well, not here.
Well, when Don does his impersonation.
We had Leno on.
When Mike does his impersonation.
Right. We had Leno on when we first started working together.
Yeah, but not in the real world, Mike. I mean, not in the modern world.
Not in the modern world, no.
He had
black hair with just a tiny bit of gray.
Still coming on Letterman going, you know,
hey, what's my beef, Dave? Here's my beef. Now you know, a little something extra in your envelope.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah? I'm still stuck on the Beltway, man. I wanted directions.
My God, that guy, I'm sorry, I'm sure he probably hung up on you.
What happened to the left turn?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. The guy was on hold for the entire stop set, waiting for commercial, waiting for directions during the commercial.
Right. And you said, take a left, and that is the key, because you never explained the principle of it, that this is a circle.
Right, just keep going
up. The Beltway is a circle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Call me a ambulance.
Oh, this would be someone I'm guessing.
They're calling us whiners
critiquing
now?
Critiquing our discussion of the show.
Are you calling us a whiner?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just say it?
Well, you know, do it.
Don and Mike Vision. All you do is want to talk about what interests you.
That's right. That's correct.
Your 25 affiliates are all huge wrestling fans. You have people in Washington.
Oh, shut up with your wrestling. I'm sick of having Mankind on the show, too.
Bye!
Don't bring him to me. I like Mick Foley.
Right. He's a very, very nice guest, and he's a very popular wrestler.
He's like a good once-a-year guest.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How about an Ultimate Fighter? Hello, what's up?
I was calling. I am a little brain calling to help.
All right, go ahead, LB. What's up?
I think that all of the celebrities who listen to your show and love your show should call in to be interviewed.
There are none.
I am.
Daniel Baldwin. He's in prison. Is he in prison?
No.
Is he? Was he in jail?
Only briefly, I think.
How's your voice?
How's it going, Buzz?
It's going to be fine. I don't really hear it much anymore, do you?
You know what I think? We made a tactical mistake by not just having Buzz fill the time for us.
It would have been very interesting to have Buzz now maybe interview that weed guy.
The weed guy.
It'll frighten children.
Now, you had actually been successful by going low with your voice.
Yeah, if I really... But now, I'm drinking the hot tea. I'm doing the work.
Jesus. Okay, Buzz.
Later, dude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, look. I offer myself up. My name's Mickey. I'm from Sacramento.
Wait. What's your name? See, you got to be able to understand your name when you offer yourself up.
And unless your name is actually Moosey, that's a disqualification.
Is that a nickname?
Right. No. My name is Mickey.
Mickey. Oh, I thought you said Moosey.
I thought it was Moosey, too.
No, I'm Mickey. I'm from Sacramento.
I love Moosey.
I would like to offer myself up as a break the glass guest anytime you need one. From Sacramento, you can ask.
No, thank you. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Is that quarter still on, Moira?
What?
Is that quarter still on, Moira?
What is that from?
I have no idea.
I know what that's from.
What?
He's caught. Who is Moira? Clear and present danger.
Oh, my God.
When the guy says on the answering machine, Moira, pick up. The machine is still on, Moira.
And is that the evil guy from Columbia?
The guy who takes her out in the woods and does the on her neck.
That's the good-looking guy.
Right.
That's the slicky boy.
The good-looking drug lord.
Not to be confused with the drug lord that's fat and hits baseballs.
And the one that stands out the field and goes, who did this to me? Clear and present danger.
The best movie made out of a Tom Clancy novel.
Agreed. And hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi.
Hey, you know, seeing how there's only 3 episodes left and she has a new internet sitcom, isn't it time to bury the hatchet with Lisa Remedy?
Hold on a second. You are reading my mind. Thank you for the tip. And Rob, did you guys get that?
Yeah, we got the
Leah stuff?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
What? No.
This is a beautiful thing. Leah Remini has fallen so far, so fast.
What is she doing now?
She's got her next big project. Mike, she is the star. Hold on. I wrote this down myself. She is star of the first ever online sitcom.
Oh, God.
You know, sponsored by some soap. And it's a thing about mothers, where mothers write in scripts, and then Leah acts them out on the internet.
Internet.
It's awful.
Internet. Now, I thought,
where is it?
You know, even Will Ferrell, when he came up with a website where they were going to make little mini movies, there's been some really funny stuff there, but I'm not sure this falls into the same category.
You can bring it up online if you like.
It's did you put it on a disc?
I think we did.
Well, I asked someone to please put it on a disc.
Yes, we have it on a disc.
I believe I asked that yesterday.
You know what I think? I think that rain is getting steadier. Just a little steadier.
We don't have the disc. I asked for it yesterday, and I was assured we'd have it.
Because
I thought it might save time rather than go to the actual website
right.
If we have the audio on a disc.
Oh, only if it just came up on the show, like from a caller or something like that.
Well, I had it on my list of stuff to talk about, and as it turns out, caller brought it up. Oh, and I had hipped these guys do it yesterday. See, there's more behind-the-scenes stuff. I said, I bet we're going to want to talk about...
Well, this is a behind-the-scenes kind of day.
I bet we're going to want to talk about this Leah thing. Be a love and put it on a disc.
Well, there it is.
There you go.
See, we have it.
Thank you, Robbie.
Told you.
All right.
Hey, don't lip me.
Oh,
No, but, you know, lip me in the good way.
Hey. Not anymore.
I lip you back.
I know you do. Nobody's better.
Here we go.
This is, we've actually got a segment from her website sitcom.
This should be the opening part when you click on and she explains
in the motherhood
what's going on the internet.
Oh, God.
Leah Remini. Right, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Hi, I'm Leah Remini.
Hi.
I'm on the set of my new online comedy series about motherhood. It's a very unique.
Do you need to hear more than right there?
Oh my God.
Online.
Hi, I'm Leah Remini. I'm on the set of my new online comedy series about
motherhood. Wow. I agree, Greg. That is pretty damn funny.
Hi, I'm Leah Remini. I'm on the set of my new online comedy series about motherhood. It's a very unique show because all of our scripts will be written in part by you. It's called In the Motherhood, a series of comedic webisodes conceived by Suave and Sprint for moms, by moms, and about moms. Think of every time your kid did something so embarrassing.
And now you have to picture the audio that syncs up with the video, which is Leah walking through a house as different kids of different races, so as to be politically correct,
right,
are running around, one of them eating on a half-eaten peanut butter sandwich, another one who's got a bra of hers over his shoulder.
Did you hear the jargon, the new jargon that we have? I haven't heard it before.
What was that?
Webisode.
Right.
Webisode. Did you hear that part? Yes, Greg.
I didn't hear that.
She said webisode.
Very sure, there must be hidden cameras somewhere, or you thought, my life could be a sitcom. Now it will be.
Mommy, I did it.
You did what, baby?
I went pooping the potty.
You did poo-poo in that potty? Okay, let's go, Sam.
And that's a funny scene. Let me explain that for you. That's Leah in a Home Depot, and the precocious child comes to her and says, Mommy, I finally went to the bathroom, and they're in the section where the toilets are.
All great ideas now, are stolen. She stole that from Jackass.
Now you don't see, like in Jackass.
Oh, you don't see the thing that makes it funny in Jackass is that it's real.
Well, you don't see that on the Suave website.
I mean, if you can show it on The Sopranos, why can't you show it on a webisode?
I think my cousin Wes did that, too, when he was little. Had to get out of the hardware store.
Wes.
Of course, In the Motherhood is not just about the trials and humiliations we all go through. It's about also those special moments that...
Oh, my.
What, that make it all worthwhile.
Mom, you look pretty. Since we have the sunshine, your mouth is so sparkly.
What?
You like this?
Okay, now that's really a self-deprecating because the child says, Mommy, you're so pretty. Especially at this angle, I can see your mustache. And then listen to Leah's comeback.
I got mine from Grandma. One day you're going to have one of your very own.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, that is... That's that nails on the chalkboard kind of uncomfortable feeling.
I hope there's a webisode that they shoot in Vivian's. So many great things can happen in
Vivian's.
Now,
wait a minute. Now, hold on. Just knowing what we know about the history.
There's a chance.
I believe it's a webisode, total creative control. You're probably going to see family members.
With Angelo.
Yeah, Angelo will be on it.
Angelo Coitus.
Angelo Pagan.
That's him.
Starting on April 17th, log on to inthemotherhood.com and join our community where you can submit your own real-life stories and vote on your favorite submissions. You and thousands of women from around the country will come together to share real-life motherhood experiences and decide which stories should become part of our show.
On the internet.
Part of our show on the internet. Why do I think at some point in some office of some producer in Hollywood, there was a screaming match, and she walked out saying, screw it, I'll do it myself. I don't need television.
This yours?
It's yours now, kid. In the Motherhood, the first ever series by moms, for moms, and about moms. I see you there, starting April 17th.
On the internet.
Leah, it's a fine idea, Leah, but what we'd like to see you do is give it a trial run. Why don't you try it on the internet? This is something that might work very well on the internet. And then if it flies, if you get a lot of web hits, perhaps we could give you a pilot on cable access.
Did you guys pull any of the episodes?
There were no episodes to pull.
Oh, I thought
so. She said starting April 17th, she's just soliciting. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Using it. But I thought there was an episode up already. Perhaps I am misspeaking here.
I don't know, but I mean, it sure sounds hysterical to me.
And you know, for those people that couldn't, they couldn't get enough of her on King of Queens.
Only three episodes left, Mike.
Oh, God. Well, she's making the transition quite nicely.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
So not all Scientologists are successful.
Amen. There you go. There's a chime time for you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Buzz?
Couldn't be better.
Are you regressing a little bit with this condition?
It certainly sounds like it, doesn't it?
Jesus.
Yeah. I know.
You know, in this forum,
so what's new?
We don't laugh. We never
stop down to just chat with Buzz.
No, we never get a really peek inside. What's
I mean,
going
I do.
On.
I had him over for brunch this weekend. Had a nice time, but that's the private Buzz. I think everyone should get to know him.
I think that's a good idea.
What would you like to know?
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
A protein shake.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and legs.
That's good.
Thank you, Buzz. I'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, miss. Do you have cancer? Wow. Mango juice prevents cancer.
Perhaps I should have taken my medication before this lecture. We had a very specific control group. Chronic migraine sufferers. I don't have time to go through all the math right now, but the incidence was dramatically...
Sure. In India, 2 + 2 = 5 there, right?
I know you.
Sure you do. Dick.
My name's Philip.
Oh, my bad. Something to do with your face. I always think your name is Dick.
House?
Here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good.
Theater of the Mindless. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
What not?
It's like a personal problem. Here's a tip of Matt Lauer. Planning to get off.
Time to get off.
That's a fat tape. A Matt Lauer saying he's going to get off.
He was in Ireland.
Time to get off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Howdy.
My lord, my lady.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, sing out. The last two slap-ass producers you have can't do the job.
Yeah.
How about you have a contest so any jackass can produce that show?
You know what? Maybe 5 years ago, but my friend... I'm like Barbaro. You get too tired.
I don't know, Don.
Too tired of breaking them in.
You know,
might as well keep the ones we got.
Producer, before I get out to the stud farm.
Just tell them all. Don't worry about guests.
Come on, just bring me every day some oats. Put it around my big pointed nose. And aren't they going to have a big tribute to Barbaro this weekend?
They're at the Kentucky Derby. Last Saturday, I wanted to vomit when I turned on the news, and they had, I'm not exaggerating, 2,000 people that were in front of a barn somewhere with a big sign. Now, the people that own Barbaro had painted a sign that said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it said, I wish you all the love in the world. Thank you for your support. You mean everything to me. Your friend, Barbaro.
What is the problem? Greg, what is the problem?
Folks, do not let it go, because on the Today Show, who's the stain? David Gregory?
Gregory, yes. Weekend Today Show.
No, he was filling in last week, and during that hard-hitting 9 o'clock hour, they had the owners on, and they asked some pundit, they said, is there any horse this year that people have really hitched onto like Barbaro? And it was, nope. Nothing like Barbaro. Right. Thanks.
They haven't had the Kentucky Derby yet.
Exactly.
You know, if you go on the internet, you can internet, besides getting Leah Remini's new webisode, you can also get the bracelet.
Right.
You know, like the Lance Armstrong bracelet.
They have a Barbaro bracelet?
Of course they do.
That's hard to say. Barbaro bracelet.
Even though he's a dead horse.
Is it brown? Is it made of him?
It's glue.
Made out of pure glue.
Hello.
Pure horse glue.
Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Glue and hair.
Hey.
Hey.
I'd just like to let you know I finally found my place. I'm down on 2nd and P buying some crack. I just wanted to ask, should I get some of that butter or the white stuff he's offering me?
Buzz, I think let's pass this over to Buzz.
I think this is a question for Buzz Burbank.
Go ahead.
The butter sounds iffy to me.
Buzz, let me know.
I would do the white stuff.
The white stuff.
I heard the butter's better.
No. I don't trust the yellow.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I
That's Rob's motto.
I don't trust the yellow.
Let me ask.
Don't you think it was nice of the doctor to let us run a microphone to Buzz's bed?
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
That's right.
He's doing the show from an adjustable bed today.
Buzz, yes. Give our best to everyone at the hospice.
I think it's sounding better.
Yeah, me too.
Ellen DeGenitals was having a degenerate lesbian sex and threw her back out. And your hot as balls girlfriend, Portia de Rossi.
Hey.
Yeah. Portia de Rossi.
So good.
Hot as Arrested Development Club.
Yeah, so she's doing her show from a hospital bed now on stage.
That's correct.
And if you care to watch any of these episodes, I don't think that it's a stunt because it does appear to the naked eye that like she's on Vike or something.
Yeah, that, you know, she is innovative. I really do think she's one of the more innovative people in television, and I think that's a great idea. And, you know, that kind of medication for pain really just makes the show go better. I really do. I think it's great.
She got the bazooms, too.
Yeah. She does.
She does.
But the rest of her is kind of suspect. When she was doing, did you not notice the vest she was wearing when she was doing the American Idol segment?
Yes.
I was just wondering about that whole pear shape that she had. She wears clothing that really does mask what the true body is. I know she's got something up top.
She has a lot up top, but she's got like a man's ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flat. It seems that way, but I can't tell.
Flat and wide, though. I mean, she's got hips.
Yeah. But you can't really tell because she doesn't only wear man pants, she wears baggy man pants.
Like all those tuxedos, velvet tuxedos she wore to the Oscars.
She likes dressing like Charlie Chaplin.
And this is a traditional fat guy's deal. You wear a vest. You've seen the real fat guys that get the vest, the big and tall men's.
It gives them a look of neat. She dresses very neatly.
I look real natty. Have to do a show from bed.
And then you see the vest pop open, and I think she's got a man's stomach. Yeah.
The best fat guy thing is when you have a vest, but you see shirt between the vest and the pants.
And tie.
Yes, absolutely.
Shirt and tie. The three-piece suit.
Everything is off-kilter.
Well, here's the thing with fat guys. The vests are okay. They're usually big enough, but they're never long enough.
Who wears a vest? I mean, a chick can get away with it now, but like a three-piece suit with a vest is like...
They pop up every now and then in men's clothing. You see the traditional three-piece suit, but they're normally on
it's
those...
It's so three men and a baby.
But, Don, doesn't Ryan wear one sometimes? I've seen a vest this year.
You see them on the waif-like model men. That's what you see the vests are. But, I mean, the vests... They're never long enough. They're plenty wide enough, but they're never long enough, and that's why, you know, because the stomach, let me explain to you about the stomach.
Yes?
It will actually lift.
Let me get a pen.
The omentum, which is that fatty thing that's underneath the skin.
How do you spell that, Mike?
I think it's O-M-E-N, I don't know.
T-U-M.
I've never heard of it. I don't know.
Is
the
that really?
Omentum, they brought it out. They brought it out, like, on Oprah or something like that.
Buzz said something. What, Buzz?
I said I've never heard of it.
Heard of what?
The omentum.
Can you say that again?
Omentum.
Do you know I'm turning his microphone up all the way?
Really? And I'm screaming.
What happens if you whisper?
If I whisper like this, I can do that. Mm. It's very comfortable.
I like it better when he talks like Baldwin.
Can you say, I am God?
I am God.
Wow.
No, I can't even do that. I am God.
Wow.
I'd buzz.
Hi.
That's nasty. That's the creeping crud in your throat.
But what you envision is like a big Santa Claus vest with a watch chain on it.
Well, I watch Oprah, and the doctor that comes on Oprah that talks about weight actually brought a human omentum out. And it is the layer, it is the reason men have fat in their stomachs. It's the layer of fat that men have in their stomachs. And he held it up there, and we have a joke around the house about the omentum. You know, we just got our pictures back from Florida.
Yeah.
And my omentum was rather pronounced in a number of the T-shirt and shorts photographs. In fact, my omentum was massive.
Do you have a big, hard omentum?
I don't think it's petrified yet.
Omentum is O-M-E-N-T-U-M.
Like momentum.
And
like momentum.
A free fold of peritoneum or one connecting or supporting abdominal structures, such as the viscera.
Well, it's the fat. It's a fat thing, and it looked mm-hmm. like just a big stringy thing of fat. But that's really what makes men's stomachs protrude. It's the omentum.
And if you want to use it as an adjective and call someone fat, you can say you are very omental.
Yeah. See.
The omental head.
That's right.
What it is.
Live and learn.
I had a picture taken with the
web buzz.
Live and learn.
We're in omental city.
I had a picture taken with the owner of the Boston Red Sox, who was standing out at the spring training game on the phone. And I positioned myself in such a way as to when he hung up the phone, I asked if we could have a photograph. And you know, you've seen this guy, John Henry,
right? Oh,
right.
Yeah.
He seriously is 37 pounds. And
he's tiny.
The picture of me, I guess in my excitement to have my picture taken with the owner of the Red Sox, I relaxed.
A little bit.
I wasn't sticking my chest. It
like
really
fried?
No. I've never seen my stomach look like that. It wasn't pleasant. It really, because normally I will, you know, when a picture's taken like that, I'll have the presence of mind to suck it in and have maybe somebody stand sort of in front of me.
Yeah.
He was standing in back of me, and I was off to the side, and it's, you know, it sucks. I'm actually cropping the picture. It's that bad.
Did your heads?
It's gonna catch me, but the breasts were large too.
From the breast line.
See, I don't know what that. I might have had something like really big for breakfast that day.
Be careful you don't crop your pants.
Well, if you had something big for breakfast that day, that wouldn't have made your man boobs bigger.
No.
But I
also don't believe that I am that heavy, and I think that I've seen pictures. I know how fat I am.
Yeah.
But this particular photograph, it was angled to the side. I'd enjoyed perhaps a couple of adult beverages, and I was completely relaxed, and the omentum was sticking out in such a way that it was a very warm day. It was about 88, 90 degrees.
Did Carla ever stroke your omentum?
I'll bring the photograph in for you, but I'm not. It's not putting it on the internet. I'm not. I get enough of that. I don't need any more of that. But I'll show it to you personally.
I'd like to see a picture of your omentum.
My omentum in this particular photograph is, it's almost rectangular, the way it goes out and then it juts down.
I'm picturing like...
It's like a shelf. It's like I have a shelf.
I'm picturing something like in the movie Alien. I know I'm totally wrong. Like some thing's going to come out of your stomach like, hey,
you know what,
Johnny!
You know, this photograph, in all seriousness, we're talking about King of Queens before, this photograph is a little Stiller-like.
Do you remember
his stomach, the way it kind of just jutted out and then went down and then there was that little thing on it?
The knob.
And isn't the statute of limitations about out on that?
Oh, we've already discussed it, I think.
Not in great length.
Right.
You talked about the knob?
Not
or
all the
fist
way.
Is what
they called it, the fist.
Well, I guess we did.
A hernia.
Was it a hernia?
Oh, was that Buzz?
Right. It's a hernia.
And who has the hernia, Buzz?
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller.
How are you going to do during the news today?
Oh, I think it's going to be fine.
I think it's going to be fine.
Mike, can I ask you about your omentum?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you remember two or three seasons ago on The Sopranos when Bobby Bacala was really fat?
Right.
And he was wearing like padding and it looked like a shelf?
Right.
Did it have sort of that shape?
Yeah.
Like, really an out and
shelf.
Down?
Yeah. It was shelf-like. And I thought, and the thing is, that particular day, I guess I was having a fat day because I actually bought a T-shirt in the Red Sox souvenir store and changed into it because it was a little larger. That was.
Oh, you bought a shirt that
was
bigger than the one that you had.
I bought what I thought was a sort of a light green, you know, kind of a Florida color, and it had little palm trees on it with the Red Sox logo on it. It was a man's T-shirt, and it was
not a baby doll.
No, the fact is, this is for all fat people. You got to be very aware of having your picture taken next to really amazingly skinny guys.
Right.
It's all about perspective. As I continue to rationalize this.
What if you stood like 20 feet behind him?
If I had stood behind him, he could have stood in front of me, taking away half of the momentum. We've got a good picture. But right now,
I told you when we were port setting the other day that you should just let this go.
Let the whole fat thing go.
Let this whole you're hung up on this thing.
The fat thing?
Yeah. Let it go. And I don't mean
come to my side.
And I don't mean let yourself go.
Right.
You know. But I mean,
never mind. No room on this side, then.
You know, let this whole thing go. You're beating yourself up about this crap.
I don't really beat myself up.
No, but you kind of do.
I kind of do, but I don't do in such a way where, it really upsets me. If it really upset me, I'd probably do a little bit more about it.
Right. So why not just, you know.
But it's my way of coping.
It's my way.
You ever?
It's my way of coping.
you ever?
You ever suck the sunflower seeds out of the shell and then put chocolate on it with bananas?
But I will, if you would like, I will bring you the photograph tomorrow.
I'd love to see
it. I will show you, and you will.
You're big erect omento.
You will get a chuckle.
I know, I'm still not understanding.
Now, please, and when you look at the picture, please, I mean, because I know what you, if you're in this mode right now, you know what you're going to say to me? What? You're going to say, what's the big deal? And I really want you to, and maybe it looks a little bigger to me than it does to you, but I want you to just really take a look at the angle and everything about the composition of that particular photograph. I like to...
Don't you feel like a fag when we talk about our weight?
No.
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 Excuse me. What, Buzz?
He said no. You shouldn't feel like a fag.
Like a what?
Well, like a fag. When you talk about weight, you shouldn't feel that way. Not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
This is a funny little show we're doing today.
It's perfect today.
What, Buzz?
Time capsule show today.
Oh, God. Well, I do obsess about it a little bit, but not so much that I'm a, you know, I'm flatlining. I'm a flatlining. I'm not moving in the direction that somebody who is really obsessed would, you know.
It's like, so what?
Fine.
No, you understand? I'm not busting your balls.
I'm just talking about my momentum. I'm saying it's a particular photograph that I really didn't enjoy.
Okay.
And you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because it's the owner of the Red Sox. I was really excited. It's the only picture I cared about down in Florida. And we finally got it. It was one of those little disposable cameras that we use.
Yeah.
Spared no expense.
Right.
It was the only picture I cared about. And because I cared about that particular, that's the only reason that I'm obsessing about it, is because it was a picture that I really wanted to have. And as
well, then why don't you just Photoshop yourself?
I'm doing that. I'm cropping it.
No. Don't crop it. Use that software where you go to a site and you can actually take 20 pounds off yourself.
Right.
It's already being done.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
No, it's not being Photoshopped where it's taking the weight off me. It's being cropped, though.
Oh.
Being cropped.
So that the omentum is not... Because the composition of the photograph is not good.
The omentum to me sounds like...
My stomach.
Placebo or something like that. No, placenta. I always...
The omentum?
The omentum sounds to me like something ucky that would come out after birth.
The omentum...
Omentum sounds like an afterbirth product.
It does. And it's a disgusting word, and it is a disgusting thing to see when it's, you know, autopsied out of the body.
Yeah.
Because the guy showed it on TV.
You know,
but it's what makes men have belly fat.
What you could do, if you Photoshop yourself skinnier, you could also make him fatter.
Perhaps I will. No, because everybody knows that he's skinny.
And give him a beard.
He's a skinny guy. Shut up.
Sunglasses?
Give him boobs.
Huge, beautiful knockers.
And we'll have two men with breasts. Lovely, lovely breasts.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Oh, now we had to use the S word.
I told him.
That was the guy that called and asked. What was the question he asked you, Buzz?
Whether he should buy the yellow or the white, because he was in Southeast and he was ready to make a purchase. And I said, go with the white. He bought the yellow and now he regrets it.
You sound like you're in pain.
I'm not in pain at all.
You're really not? You're not in any pain?
I think the listeners are in pain.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas?
Hi there.
How are you?
Howdy. What's happening?
Not much. I wanted to wish Buzz a speedy recovery.
Thank you, sir.
And if he doesn't recover, I'd like to read the news for him.
That sounds like a Northern California call to me. It sure does.
Be here in an hour.
What, Buzz?
I was telling him to be here in an hour.
Hello.
To read the news.
Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Don and Mike.
You asked for it.
Not him.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a solution for your problems with your celebrity guests.
Yes, we are getting them, more celebrity guests. That's just a fact on the show.
More beluga.
You mean the guy that calls in with beluga's voice?
No. Just more beluga stories.
I don't
Hey, Buzz, what you need is a good massage to help you recover.
Are you offering that massage, sir?
A good prostate massage.
Maybe. Okay. It's only in the throat, though, okay?
And just stand back.
Love you guys.
Okay, right. Great call. Killer stuff.
Right. That almost sounds... That's something that sounds really naughty that we can say. A throat massage.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, any chance we can get Buzz to say, don't never, ever trust Whitey?
You know, a nice tonsil tickle, Mike.
But I'd never heard it put like that, a throat massage.
Yeah. Step into my office. Let me give you a throat massage, ma'am.
You look like you're not feeling well. You how know. About a throat massage?
You know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Mr. Mike? Mr. Don.
Yes, hi there.
Dude, you could do like a month-long fast, bro. You could get rid of all that. Just go on the Slim Fast and water, nothing else, for a month. You could do it.
There you go, Mike. Just go on Slim Fast and water for a month.
I'll do it because I'm a... I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, enough of that.
All right.
Let's do the Joe game.
The Joe game. I'm Joe.
One more time, cats. Now, as you know, Joe is the world's oldest phone screener.
How are you doing, Joe?
We often question his intelligence.
Hi, Joe.
However, when we did the episode, Are You Smarter? Is Joe Smarter?
Is Joe Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
As it turns out, he was.
It was pretty amazing, the performance he delivered that day.
And every once in a while, if you're in the back room talking to Joe, he says something that is incredibly deep, and he says something where he rattles off a fact. He says, no, this guy was the 32nd vice president after so-and-so.
One of the things that impresses me about Joe is that he is a conspiracy theorist, and a couple of his early conspiracy theories, which he doesn't necessarily generate himself, but he researches them and he gets some information on the internet, he actually has been spot on with a couple of them where we were all surprised, and that's pretty impressive.
So this is really just a very simple intelligence test today.
Right.
And here are the categories we have if you want to call in and see if you can beat Joe.
Okay.
Geography. Presidents and vice presidents. Science.
Science.
Sports. Math. Spelling. Pop culture.
That's a good one.
And musical decades.
Those are good. That's almost like Jeopardy. It's well-rounded.
So there's some smart stuff, and then there's some, like, street smart stuff. And anyway, we've got a lot of faith in you, our listeners. We're really hoping that Joe gets beaten every time.
But the thing is, Joe was up to the challenge against fifth graders, and I know from personal experience, fifth graders are pretty smart.
So let's just try one on him right now. I'm Joe. Go back there and talk to Joe. Joe.
Yes, Don.
There he is.
Hi there, Joe.
How are you?
Doing great. Joe, pick a category. Geography, presidents, science. Got to pick a real one here. Math.
I'll tell you what. Let's go with math, because I was never very good with math.
Ah. Okay. What is 23 minus negative 11?
34.
He is correct.
Right? Whoa!
And that's why this is going to be.
Whoa!
See?
Yeah. This is delivering once again.
Ain't he amazing?
He is.
So in every case, Joe will have the chance to answer the question first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, the listener, will have the chance to beat him.
A lot of people don't realize that Joe is also an accomplished concert pianist.
Or we might just go back and forth. We ask you a question, then
okay.
We ask Joe a question. But either way, if you're smarter than Joe, you win a prize. Phone number 877-365-3636. Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes. I think he wants you to say that word that starts with a P that we say right before we go to commercial.
Oh. Pussy.
You mean pause.
No, I meant pussy.
Okay.
Say it.
This is the Don and Mike.
You don't understand.
You don't understand. I've got proof. They need proof. The ocean's dying. Plankton's dying. It's people. Soylent Green is made out of people.
They're making our food out of people. They'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You better tell them. You better tell them.
promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody.
Listen to me, Hatcher. You got to tell them. Silent Breed is people.
It's on the night show.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's ahead of Are You Smarter Than an Artinger?
Oh, I can't wait.
Here's a follow-up on the morale-building pep talk that we had about an hour and a half ago about the producer job on our show.
Yes, indeed.
To totally clarify, just so everybody listening knows where I'm coming from, and I know Mike shares my passion for this, as far as guests on this show. Like I said, I don't expect we're going to get Toby freaking Maguire. But we got to do better than a guy that was Steve McQueen's stunt double for goddamn Jacqueline Smith. And I guess what I'm looking for from the people on our show, what we're looking for from our staff, is simply, I do this during the commercials. Picked up USA Today.
Okay.
This is the old-fashioned way of finding a guest.
All right.
Actually, read a goddamn newspaper. Now, there's all kinds of, you know, stories. Some guy in San Antonio had an 8-foot alligator out on the highway that he found.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the type of guy we could talk to.
Right. That's the guy, I think, that brought it home and ate it, right? Or skinned it and made, like, a belt out of it.
Let me see. Then you've got burned bacon. Set off the fire alarm at the governor's mansion in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not that these are fall down funny,
right,
but these are starters where we could call. And for instance, here's one perfect. I'm not kidding. From Royal Center, Indiana. A miniature donkey from Cass County will visit soldiers who were wounded in Iraq. Jerry Cosgrave, age 72, plans to drive his miniature donkeys from San Antonio in May to visit several veterans' facilities.
To cheer the soldiers up with a miniature donkey. Donkey!
That's just a little item in the newspaper today. And in my world, that would have been an outstanding guest. If you would have gotten the guy...
Well, there's some examples right there.
Okay, see, it's not
and
really...
that's just today's paper, just, you know... just a couple of seconds looking through it and doing that.
1 second in the newspaper. That's all it takes.
Right? Weird stuff. We're great with weird stuff.
Right.
Weird.
I mean, we're not looking for Kirsten Dunst. I mean, we're looking for her.
If she fell from the sky and we got her by some miracle, it would be delightful and we'd have a lot of fun with her. But until we do...
Guys, as I said to a producer 4 producers ago, read a goddamn newspaper. Do some prep, please. At least look around for the little stories out there that we could take and we can talk to. Those are the best guests for our show.
And correct me if I'm wrong, usually those kind of people are a little more accessible. They don't have publicists. They don't have the,
right,
you know, the kind of security cordon around them that exists around certain
I guarantee the guy with the miniature donkeys is trying to help our guys who have been wounded. He doesn't have anybody in his
corner. Yeah, I mean, and I just could imagine what we could discuss with him to say, you know, what do you expect the donkeys to do to the soldiers' morale.
And how big are the donkeys?
I think on today's show, perhaps we need some miniature donkeys around here.
And Mike, see how small this item is in the newspaper? Look at that. Look at the print on that,
it's
baby.
It's tiny. It's that news around the country thing that they have.
Right. It's a thing a real radio producer does.
And now therein lies the example.
There you go,
Dan. Does this mean by any chance you may be modifying to a certain extent your previous...
Sure.
Stance.
Sure, they still got
to
come up.
That to me is good news.
They got to come up with guests, but no more suck-ass guests. And I'm tired of doing that dance every day, just because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming on and, like, thinking, saying to Mike, like, 5 minutes before we go do a break, say, we got to have Jacqueline Smith on now, because mm-hmm. she's got a TV show.
You know,
Jacqueline Smith is a nice guest as a hello, how you doing, 2 minutes, you got a show on, you're a piece of ass, goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Now,
may I have another?
A guy who wants his miniature donkeys
to entertain troops.
Now, that guy will give him 20 minutes on the show.
Right? I can already, you know, imagine the way he sounds.
Okay.
It's
anyway,
wonderful.
Let's play the game.
Let's do.
I just wanted to follow up because I thought that earlier when we had the discussion, I was leaving it rather open-ended, and I didn't want to make it appear that we're screaming, saying, oh, my God, you got to get us the biggest, most happening stars in the world.
Right.
It just requires a little friggin' legwork.
Can we get an amen?
Amen?
Let's hear it from the back room.
Can we get an amen on that?
Amen!
Good.
All right, you're awesome, Joe.
Good.
No, I'm not. That's right, you suck ass.
You're better than he is, Rob.
Hey.
It's a compliment.
Yeah,
but... Jesus Christ, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Mouse,
do you want the job back?
Oh, no.
Now, John, that's damn funny. He doesn't want it back. No, cheer up, John. It's going to be fine.
That's right. Sure it will.
My awesome days are behind me.
Read the newspaper, John.
You heard him before, John. He doesn't want to train another one, so you got tenure.
John?
That's encouraging.
You got tenure. That's as encouraging as I can be today.
You got the job.
You got the gig, man.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling really strong about it today.
Well, good. You're supposed to be down when things don't go well.
Hello, when your job is to get someone for the show, and you don't get somebody for the show, you should feel bad about it.
I have been feeling bad about it all day, and this I know you... Never mind. This isn't helping.
But then do what... You know what? After you feel bad about it yourself, then do what we all do on this show. And I mean everybody on this show. Pretend you feel good. Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Bye-bye.
I don't like being out there having a smoke with you, seeing your loopy face, your down-in-the-mouth face. Just pretend you feel good.
You're all pouty out there.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
There you go.
I'll be like a girl out there, for God's sake. Like, oh, my feelings are hurt. You yelled at me on the air. Don't give us crappy guests.
There, I think we've done some good here.
I don't want to talk to Steve McQueen's stunt driver.
Mm-hmm.
Mike doesn't want to talk to Steve McQueen's stunt driver.
Man, that's when I wasn't completely honest with you, Don. I've always dreamed of...
Hi, John.
Just to clear up, my feelings are not hurt. I'm disappointed. I didn't want to bring you nothing today. I take pride in my job, and the fact that I brought you nothing today means I failed miserably, and that doesn't make me happy.
There you go.
Period.
So gay.
Onward and upward.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to paddle you now, John. Like an animal house.
Hey, you know what? Let's all hug it out.
Will you please pull down your pants? And someone get me the Board of Education.
John, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid
of the dark. He knows all the lyrics.
At the end of the road lies a gold.
That song didn't work on American Idol. It's not working now.
You didn't like Jordan Sparks' version of it?
Sure. You know, sometimes I feel that's the whole problem on this show. This show really would be great if we were in 1957.
Mm-hmm. God, wouldn't it?
Hey, if we were in 1957, then we could all talk like this. Ah, how you doing? Okay, we're going to have this kind of a show today.
No.
That's the way all the announcers used to sound. How did the announcers sound in 1957,
Buzz? How did they sound?
They sounded a little something like this.
Ooh.
Let me just say to John...
You are never to blame.
Our theme song.
You are never to blame.
Sorry about the public
you
flogging.
May feel shame, but all
I know I'm not.
The same.
John.
You are never to blame.
Shouldn't be.
And now, let's play the game.
What glorious goo.
What game is that?
Oh, God. The game we always win at.
Are you smarter than Joe Ardinger?
Now, is there a Joe in there, or is it are you smarter than Ardinger? I didn't hear that.
No, it's are you smarter than an Ardinger?
Than an Ardinger, okay. Ardinger.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
There he is.
No.
Joe, you are ready to take on any and all comers, huh?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
At the same time, we can just call it Smartinger.
Smartinger.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Who's this?
Danny.
Danny, where are you from?
Delaware.
Now, Danny, you should know that Joe's already proven he really, even though we portray him as a dumb guy,
mm-hmm.
he's very smart.
Oh, and I live to disappoint.
Danny.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I don't want to put any extra pressure on you, Joe, but my money is on Mr. Ardinger during this segment.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
And, you know, we can't work together, so that's a big step for me.
And Rob and I are not friends.
No, mm-hmm. just acquaintances.
All right, the category, your first category is spelling.
Okay.
And it's first got to get one wrong. I think that's really the fair way to do it. So let's go with...
This is spelling?
Spelling.
Okay.
Who goes first here, the listener or Joe?
I think you want to go with the listener first.
Yeah.
Listener, hi, Danny.
Danny. I'm ready.
Stationary, meaning paper.
S-T-A. T-I-A-R-Y.
Right, Tom Gavin.
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
Man, nice that we got a head injury for the first caller.
Joe.
I thought it was close.
Joe, spell the word hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage, wow. H-E-M-M-O-R-A-G-E.
Sorry, Joe, only one M there.
We don't have a winner in the first round.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah. Chemo. But
Joe's got the chink in his armor. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Now, do you reverse it now and go with Joe?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
John.
Where are you from, Johnny?
Stockton.
All right.
Not a chance.
Stockton, California. Let's see. It's presidents and vice presidents.
Uh-oh.
So Joe goes first. Joe, who was the vice president for Thomas Jefferson in his first term?
Is it John Quincy Adams?
It is not. Now, should we let the guy on the phone have a chance to answer that?
Yes, because then we'll just keep a tally.
Yeah,
and it's like a golf match. You get plus one. We'll see. And Joe will finish with a plus one or a minus number today.
What was your answer?
Alexander Hamilton?
No. Nope, it is Aaron Burr.
It's even so far.
Done, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Aaron Burr.
Didn't Aaron Burr kill Thomas Hamilton? Or did
they had a duel.
They had a duel.
It was Raymond Burr that killed him.
And the chocolate squirt. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi there, Laura.
Are we allowing women to play?
I'm sorry?
Mike, you're right. No girls allowed. I'm sorry. Everyone knows your brains are smaller than ours. Did you see Borat?
Borat.
Nurse.
Or a secretary, Robbie. But most of all, a homemaker.
A homemaker.
Also weak arms.
And weak arms. Where the hell is that thing, for God's sake? Is that even in the machine anymore? Oh, yes.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
All right, my friend, what is your name?
Jay in Wichita.
Jay, Wichita, Kansas. Jay. We are going to go do math again.
Wow.
Wow. Well, if you want to quit and jump out, now's the time.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, who goes first?
Joe's turn.
Yeah. Joe.
Oh, it's a listener's turn, Rob?
Yes.
Listener's turn first, sorry.
Listener, what is the absolute value of the number negative 125? What is the absolute value of the number negative 125?
Positive 125?
That's correct.
Good. I knew that.
Joe.
Yes.
What is the cube root of 512?
Hmm. 26?
8.
Oh, 8.
All right, I'm gonna,
guy's
right.
A big winner. Guy's a big winner.
Negative 1 so right. Far for Joe. He's still very much in the contest.
You jinxed me.
Is that one 17 or 18?
I don't know. What was the question? The
it was 8.
Root.
Yes, it was. What was that, Buzz?
It was 8.
Thank you. It was 8. That was the correct.
Yeah, I thought so.
8. Hold on a second. You get the Borat DVD. Hold on
awesome,
a second,
my thanks.
Friend. You're very welcome. Hold on a second. So how's he doing, Mike?
He's negative 1, and he says I jinxed him. Now I'm rooting for the listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, buddies. It's Glenn from Fairfax.
All right, Glenn, here we go. Category geography. And we go to Joe first. Joe, what is the southernmost United States state?
Could it be Hawaii?
It is Hawaii.
Awesome.
That's why he is Joe.
I'm rooting for Joe again.
Okay, here we go. You now. What is the only state to touch two oceans? Come on.
Alaska?
That's right.
All right. Very good.
Are you Googling? No fair if you're Googling.
No, I'm not. I'm in my car right now.
All right, Joe.
You'll go blind.
Joe, how many sets are there in a men's tennis match?
Oh. 7?
No. You there on the phone, how many sets are there in a men's tennis match?
6?
No. 5.
5.
So they're both out.
They're both out, and Joe is still at -1, very much in the competition.
Let's do one more listener here.
Tennis is for fags.
Hello.
Hi.
Donovan.
Bob.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob.
I'm smarter than Joe.
All right. You think you're smarter than Joe? Here we go. Who goes first, Mike?
I think it's Joe now.
Joe.
Listener.
Yes.
Listener.
Listener. Listener.
You shut up, Rob.
Spell the word sacrilegious.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
I thought it was Joe first.
No, no, it's you. Spell the word sacrilegious.
S-A-C-R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S.
That is incorrect. Joe.
Okay, sacrilegious. S-A-C-R-A-R-E-L-I-O.
No.
And so on.
No, no. Reject a woman and she will...
Don't never, ever trust fighting.
Mr. Rogers is currently standing at -2.
S-A-C-R-I-L-E-G-I-O-U-S. Sacrilegious.
It's R-I, not R-E, yes.
Goodbye to both of you.
I said R-E.
Oh, actually, is he -1 if the listener didn't get it? It's -1 then, right? Still. Because he tied. That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin from Manassas. How are you?
Right. We're doing great, Kevin. Mike, who goes first?
Joe.
Joe. Who was the vice president for Harry Truman in his first term?
Adlai Stevenson.
No. You there on the phone. Who was the vice president for Harry Truman in his first term?
I don't know.
At least I named somebody.
The answer is no one. Guys.
No one.
The answer is no one.
Ah.
That's funny. Isn't it Greg? Greg House, everyone.
That's a trick question.
Joe is still at only -1.
God damn it. Does that mean he's smart? Or
well, at least I named someone on that one, too.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of cop out to say, hello. I don't know.
Hey, it's on my show.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is George.
All right, George, you go first this time. I don't know if it's his turn or not, but...
Yeah, it is his turn.
Okay, here we go. If a right triangle has short sides that are not... that. Excuse me, let me start again. If a right triangle has short sides that are 9 inches and 12 inches, how long is the longest side?
Let me do it on paper here real quick. I'm trying to figure this out. 9... Oh, I don't know. 15. I don't know.
That's correct.
Whoa. Wow.
Joe.
Yes.
What is the name? If two of the interior angles of a triangle are 45 degrees and 100 degrees, what is the third interior angle?
Okay, 45 and 100.
If he gets us, I'm buying him a steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
That's it. 45
degree angle.
Bonanza.
100 degree angle.
Old country. Great American Steak and Buffet.
Is it 25 degrees?
No, you idiot.
I don't know.
No, 35. He had it.
Oh, 35.
And that means now he is down to -2, but he's still in the game.
Okay, so that means you get the Borat DVD on the telephone. Okay.
All right.
Should we continue this during another break?
I want to badly.
What is the score now?
Joe is -2. That means the listeners have waxed him twice.
All right, smart guy.
He's still in the second. If we're doing a second round, he can come back. We haven't gotten into pop culture or some of the other categories.
No, we got a lot of spelling left, a lot of geography left. So the name of the game is: Are you smarter than an Ardinger?
Is there a category for narcotics?
I don't know. Buzz?
Yes.
how can I help you? What was that, Buzz?
I said, how can I help you?
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ow.
I know.
Man.
I know.
Yeah.
My sweet.
Yeah.
Keep the secret, my sweet. Save the cheerleader.
That's right.
Save the world.
say one word? Can you say that that place in like the Pacific that you always like to talk about?
In a whisper.
Yeah.
Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Lumpur. Hawaii.
Now say it in regular voice.
Tijuana.
Yeah, say Tijuana in your regular voice.
Tijuana.
Yeah, all right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my mama told me she was my half-sister, but I was led to believe if I kept quiet, there'd be a college fund when I turned 18. But I think by looking at my house, you can tell that didn't materialize.
Talking about Joy gets her so agitated, it even upsets Mr. Bearded Dragon over there. Last week, he couldn't even eat his lettuce and whatnot. Not even the arugula.
What not? A couple of jockstrap characters. Don and Mike.
Well, now, during the break, I did get some hopeful news about the type of guest we're looking for the show. One of the Cats and Jammer kids said to me, Robbie said, how about a rabbi who is positive that Spider-Man and all of our superheroes are Jews? Now,
there it is.
Good.
There it is.
You book him?
Oh, yeah. Got him tomorrow.
Got him tomorrow.
That's what we like to hear.
There you go. Good. And what was it that I Googled? Oh, I know. Bruce Campbell.
The Briscoe County Junior guy?
Yeah, that guy from Legend of Army of Darkness. And,
right.
He's been in all of the
B-movies.
Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. He's been in all three.
Oh, that's right. He actually, what was the role that he played? Is he, have one single role on that or what?
In the first one, hold on a second. In the first one, he was the guy in the ring when Spider-Man goes to the amateur wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, he had a very funny role. He was the usher at the theater when he went to see the play.
That's right.
And he wouldn't let him in. Good mm-hmm. role for him, too.
And in Spider-Man 3, he plays the maitre d' of a French restaurant.
It's kind of interesting that they give him all these different roles in these movies, because he's been in a lot of weird stuff, too.
And I think, and we mentioned that great Old Spice commercial that he did.
That's right, where he's the Old Spice guy.
Yeah, where he just stands in a room where the camera just goes around and around and around.
And he's the old traditional sea captain character in that, isn't he?
Right, yeah.
That's exactly what he does.
And don't forget he played Elvis in Bubba Hotep.
Oh, that's right.
That's
Bubba,
right.
Bubba Hotep. I forgot about that movie.
Never forget about that.
God damn, he'd be a good guest. Go. Who am I kidding?
Aim for the stars.
Come on.
Aim
Joe,
for the third tier stars.
Joe, get your ass back in here, my friend. Let's find out how smart you are, Joe.
So far, Joe is in negative numbers, -2. He has to work himself out of a bit of a hole here.
Let me see, while Joe is making his way in here,
Joe's
the greatest scene in the history of Borat. The one where the guy, the fat guy, you know, Borat's, the guy sitting on his face,
right.
That has now been nominated for an MTV award.
Okay. Wow.
Does that mean they'll show it on MTV?
Not a chance.
No, I don't think so.
Also today, what is this? Oh, Courtney Love is selling a lot of Kurt Cobain stuff.
Right. Like an auction?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have that during the news buzz?
No, I didn't. No.
I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to mention that.
No, I was just underscoring what you'd said.
I saw it online today. I thought it was rather interesting.
During the break outside, I went next door. The chiropractor will be giving us the news today. He's ready to go ahead and do it.
What, you think I can't?
What was that, Buzz?
I said, what, you think I can't?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Yes.
Hi there. I got to tell you, you're letting us down. We have built you up as this buffoon who underneath has a real smart brain.
I think the password is savant.
Seven.
You're doing awful here. You're getting smacked by the audience.
Well, I've let you down. Again.
No, you never do, Joe. You're goddamn
consistent.
See,
the important thing is not to expect too much.
Right.
I love you, Joe. You're consistent.
Joe will come strong.
Here we go with Are You Smarter Than Arden? Arden. Now, who goes first here, Joe or the caller, Mike?
The caller and Joe.
The caller and Joe. Hello. Don and Mike Joe.
What's up, Don and Mike? It's Chase from OC.
Hi there. What's happening?
Okay. Nothing much, man. Just getting from smarter than this guy.
Rob. Okay. Rob, that wasn't very
I
nice.
I agree.
You didn't hear that caller. Rob said, who cares?
Let's start with, how about this? You want some pop culture?
Yeah, how about pop culture?
Okay.
Crap.
What year?
Who are you asking?
What year?
I guess I will start with the guy on the phone.
Okay.
The year this song was a hit. My Sharona by The Knack.
By the who?
The Knack.
The who? Not the who, The Knack.
Come on, dude. It's like the Regis and Kelly show. Answer. Just guess. A year.
19.
Dumbass.
Joe, what's the answer?
79.
You are back to -1.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Nick from Vienna.
All right, Nick. Let me see. Nick, if one bullet is dropped from a given height and another is fired from a gun horizontally from the same height, which one will hit the ground first?
I'm going to say the one from the gun.
Joe.
I think the one dropped.
They will both hit the ground at the same time.
Wow. Joe, you are still at -1.
Dumbass. Turns out Joe's not as smart as we thought.
That's the end of the round.
Hello, Don. Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this, please?
This is Derek from Colorado Springs.
All right, my friend. Please to be spelling the word penicillin.
Penicillin. P-E-N-I-C-I-L-L-I-N.
That's awesome. Wow. Right.
Very good, caller.
Joe.
Yes.
Please to be spelling the word auxiliary.
Auxiliary. A-U-X-I-L-A-R-I-L-Y.
No.
A-R-Y.
No, it's A-U-X-I-L-I-A-R-Y.
Joe, you're back to -2.
You got a copy of Born on DVD on the phone there. Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second.
We may have identified Joe's weak category.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
All of them.
Singular?
Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Jason in Baltimore.
All right, Jason, here we go. Joe.
Yes.
Joe, how long does it take for blood to circulate through your body?
Through
Joe's body?
They're all bodies the same.
I don't know. 8 minutes.
No. Are you there on the phone?
Yes. I'll go 1 minute.
He's correct.
Whoa. Oh, bad news. Joe is now at -3.
You got a copy of Borat on DVD as well. Hold on a second. Joe's getting cleaned by our listeners.
He's got to have a run here. He's got to go on a tear.
Joe, what? I'll talk to Joe in a second. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Gil from Marydoe.
All right, let me ask Joe Artinger. What category do you feel comfortable with, Joe? Sports, science, math, spelling, pop culture, geography.
I guess pop culture.
Pop culture. All right, yeah, go to the idiot category.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name the role. Tom Hanks' role. In The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, well, he was the lead role.
You want his name?
That's correct.
Hold on. Give Joe a chance here. Yes, Joe, the name.
But I don't remember the guy's name. I read the book. I didn't see the movie.
You, my friend, do you have the answer? Hello?
He was a teacher. A college professor.
Right. The name, please.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, dumbass. Right. Everybody knows you.
Everybody knows.
Drop your notes and tell us.
Dr. Robert Langdon.
Langdon.
Well, I don't know. I'm not playing the game.
Right.
You're
not holding yourself up to these standards.
I'm not the one sitting in the back room every day saying I'm so freaking smart.
Joe is still at
the... I'm not. I think you're talking about John.
Joe is still at -3.
Hello there, Don and Mike Joe.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there, who's this?
This is Marshall from Wichita.
Marshall.
What's going on?
Not counting Alaska, which state extends farthest to the north?
Farthest to the north.
Right.
Would that be Maine?
No, it wouldn't. Joe. Michigan?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, nice. Once again.
International Falls.
What about the other half of Michigan, though? The part, the panhandle.
Joe.
What about it?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Daggers.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hi there, Mike.
Okay, are you ready? I'm ready.
Joe.
Yes.
What formation in a cave rises from the floor? What formation in a cave rises from the floor?
Well, if that's a 50-50, a stalagmite?
That's correct.
Yeah!
That is correct.
This is the beginning of the run.
Yeah. Are you there on the phone?
I am ready.
Name two of Newton's three laws of motion.
Cave is the law of gravity.
That's not the way it's written. But give me another one.
The other one would be once an object's in motion, it will stay in motion until acted upon by an
outside force. Hold on. That one I'll give you. Bodies in motion tend to stay in motion.
Okay.
One more of them, please. And please don't think that I'm saying I know this crap, because I don't. I like Fig Newtons.
The other one, I'm just going to have to go out again and try and describe gravity for you, that an object wants to get pulled towards the center of the Earth.
You know, I will give it to him with, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
God,
give
damn
it to the guy on the phone.
All right, Joe's still at -3.
You got to give it to him.
You
got
to give
it
to him. I like the Wayne theory.
Thank you. The Wayne Newton theory.
Thank you very much.
We are smack dab in the middle of round number two.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this man, this savant. Sing it, Wayne.
City's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Hold on.
Well, we both got one right on that.
Yeah, you're still at -3.
So here we go.
Still playing, right?
Yep, still playing. Hey, 31, you're the Bishop of Bar.
Mm-hmm. Please spell hemorrhage.
You already gave me that one.
Or did I?
I probably can't spell it anyway.
Then please spell the word conscientious.
C-O-N-S-C-I-E. N.
Yeah.
C T I.
No.
E.
No.
N L M N L P.
Are you on the phone? Can you spell? I forgot the word.
Conscientious.
Conscientious.
Same word?
Yes.
I believe it is spelled C O N C I S E N.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
That's the middle of the round.
Oh, no. We got to be near the end of this, aren't you?
That's near the end of the round.
That might be it, Mike.
Might be the end of the round.
Really, no chance to come back.
What's
failing
the,
miserably.
What's the score?
He's in a deep hole. He's at -3 still.
You want to let him go double or nothing?
You mean each question worth 2 points?
Okay, here we go. One more. Here we go. It's winner
Lightning
take all.
Round.
Winner take all.
Winner take all. This is the final round.
Tony Soprano. Here we go. Winner take all. An emotional rash bet.
Let it ride.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hi, buddy. What's your name?
This is Gus from upstate New York.
Okay, here you go. Gus.
What?
What is the equation that determined the circumference of a circle? I swear to God, I'm dumb as S. I don't even understand these questions. No. What is the equation that determined the circumference of a circle?
Oof.
It's actually quite easy.
You don't know it, do you?
Equals.
Hold on, what was that?
E equals.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got a guess?
I don't know. All I can say is diameter times circumference. I mean, radius.
He's closer than the other guy was because it's 2 times pi times radius or pi times diameter.
I was going to make a joke about pi.
I love pi.
Blueberry pie.
Hair pie?
We have to have another question because none of them have answered correctly.
Well, that's true. We both got it wrong.
Round equals round times pi.
Joe, what is the name of the longest side of a right triangle? You sound like Vito's kid.
Time to take a shower.
I don't know. The obtuse side?
No. Are you going to be a big winner, my friend? Big winner. What is the name of the longest side of a right triangle?
The acute side.
No.
The poop side.
The hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse.
What was that again, Buzz?
Hypotenuse.
The, how would you spell that, Buzz?
I have no idea. I'm going to say H-Y-P-O-T. E-N-O-U-S.
Oh, so close, Buzz. Ooh. You had the pot part right.
Drop it's like Beetlejuice.
Always.
Beetlejuice.
Hypotenuse.
They both answered incorrectly. We still don't have a clear winner.
Well, then you can continue this in the parking lot.
All right.
I've had enough of it. I don't know
about that. Well, if we leave it as it stands, Joe is still at -3. That means the listeners today, on this particular day, were smarter.
Smarter than Joe.
Than an artichoke.
All right, Joe, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Don't you normally consider yourself to be smarter than our listeners?
No.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not smarter than them. I listen to the show. I don't call the show.
Do you consider yourself to be a better person than our listeners?
I got a whole lot of money this week. Yes, actually, yeah. I could say that.
Why is that, Joe?
I know our listeners. They're just terrible people.
All right. Well, you shouldn't say that. They just kicked your ass in this game.
They did. I didn't say they weren't smarter than me. I just said they're terrible people.
Thank you, Joe. I have to get out of here.
Congratulations, Joe. For playing today, you get a bag of sunflower seeds.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing, Joe?
And some gummy snakes.
The snack of the idiot. Sunflower seeds.
All right, it's almost time, kids.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Let's all be very quiet and ask Charlie Elston how he's doing.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
This is going to be quite an exercise today.
I can whisper the news, okay?
No. No whispering allowed.
I have to speak.
You must speak like this. Speaking causing you any pain at all?
No.
And that would be the only criteria.
Let her rip, Buzz.
Ripping is what I'm afraid of.
Ripping the lining of the esophagus?
Yeah, what's left of my throat, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it should be fine. If you can stand listening to it.
You know, this is Rockville. We could go out and get him one of those.
Except it'd have to be like the guy on Earl.
Right. Exactly.
A real one. Not like the, would you like to play a game?
You know, can you talk normally into that and still make the sound? I've always been curious about that.
I think you're going to make a voice, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, let's rock, though. Maybe we should pick one up one day.
Classic Rockville.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes. How can I help you?
Deliver the best newscast you ever have.
You got it.
Would this be one of the greatest challenges in your broadcasting career?
Yes, it will be. So stick around. Anything can happen. What could possibly go wrong?
I really believe people are going to be tuning in droves for this.
And then running away in fear.
Can I tell you what? This is probably the one time Mike and I will not spend the better part of the next hour interrupting you. I believe today that you've always been screaming for your own forum, Buzz. Today might be the day you get it. You might get as a matter of fact, Mike, you know, it might be a show of respect on your part, Mike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we got in our cars and just went home now. God, Buzz, half the last hour of the show to do the news by himself.
Again, what could possibly go
wrong? All right, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Before we go to the news, I was wondering how Buzz is doing.
Better than ever.
He sounds a lot better.
You know, Buzz, I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt because we're dry right now without music.
Yes, we are.
Would you run this over to him? Would you be a love?
Would you
be a love and run that over to him?
That I will.
I'd be happy to help.
You should actually read the commercial for your newscast.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Is it a long commercial?
I'll do you proud.
Oh, it's like a 10-second read.
All right. This Buzzcast brought to you by eDiamonds.com. For a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com. Or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here you go.
Let them squeeze your bag. Don and Mike.
See, Buzz, if you tried to read that here over the music, you'd have to scream, you'd have to talk real loud, and you were given an opportunity to speak without music underneath you.
Thank you.
I think, in a way, it was a better sell.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hooray, hooray. It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today. That sounded better when I had a voice. May 1st is traditionally a day to celebrate the start of spring. I could whisper, it would be more pleasant.
No whispering allowed.
It's also a day, however, to celebrate the common worker, thanks to a little communist history. And since these days in the U.S., a lot of those workers are illegal immigrants.
Don't never, ever trust whitey.
That's right, brother. May Day has become focused on the 11 million illegals living here and the ones who hope to join them. Last May, a million such workers took the day off to show what a daily impact they have on our productivity. This year, demonstrations, and lots of them, across the country. In Los Angeles, they were expecting a 500,000 marchers. And while we're doing numbers, consider these. One out of every two Mexican citizens in Mexico.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes, Don.
I got two words for you right now.
What would that be?
Audition tape.
Please.
Someone should roll a tape on this newscast.
He sounds so serious.
He sounds very, almost sad.
Yeah, mirthless. Yeah,
almost
sad.
Yeah, I wish he could pick it up a little bit.
I'm giving it everything.
You know what I wish, Mike?
What?
I wish you'd be a pro.
And while we're doing numbers, consider these. One out of every two Mexican citizens.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, Jesus.
It's actually gotten worse.
Oh my God.
You just produce the show for a couple of days and John will read the news for a couple of days.
That might not be a bad idea.
But, you know, we've got a reader back there. It's not John. I know he's been featured today.
It's an overload of Joe.
Yeah.
It's an overload of Joe. You know what, Buzz? No offense.
What? I understand.
Rob, just go grab his scripts for me.
Would you please?
Yeah, of course. Grab all of his little scripts. You know what? We'll present the news. You can comment on
it. I appreciate that. I think that's a good idea today.
Can I read some of them?
I'm just going to read them to you like, okay, you can.
Okay, yeah. Mike.
You can.
Okay.
No. Why upset? I mean, we need some consistency today. I will react to these stories.
Okay. Are these written like with your one-liners and jokes?
Oh, yeah. This is my usual stuff.
Hip, hip, hooray.
He's read that already.
It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
Right. I didn't like that read.
While we're doing numbers, consider these. One of every two Mexican citizens in Mexico has family in the U.S. Here you go, Mike. There's one for you.
Thank you. Here are some more impressive numbers. On a different topic, the first number is 500 billion. That's the number of dollars officially spent so far on the war in Iraq, 500.
What's your take, Buzz, billion. That far?
I think he's doing well.
Your take on the story.
Oh, I think you're giving it to justice.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
The next number is 1.2
trillion.
That is the number. Economists. Hey.
Hey, Mike.
You're the one with the bad throat.
I'm just helping you.
Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, actually you wrote hey blank. Like, hey, were you going to say hey Don and Mike in the script, Buzz?
Possibly. I don't know what page you're on. I don't remember which page. Oh, it's way down.
It's a card.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
You know who's chubby?
Who?
Lesbians.
Did you skip all the way to the end?
Skipping around. But that's okay. Makes no difference.
Lesbians. That's not stereotype, it's research.
Right.
Heavier lesbians are not as embarrassed about their size as fat, straight women. You want to try to finish the one you were reading?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Two at a time.
They say the real price tag on the war is more than double the official price of $500 billion paid by you. Thank goodness we didn't need that money for something else. Human casualties. human casualty numbers, dot, dot, too sad to repeat here. Hello, phone call. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, you gonna be on fire tomorrow?
No.
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 Please.
No.
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 Okay, bud. I hope you feel better, bud.
Thank you.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Your presence will not be required.
Get it?
Presence?
P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S.
Okay.
Because for Christmas, right? Presents for all of us. Five for each person.
Because Jesus died for your sins.
Wrapped.
A very special day when you broke with tradition.
No gift bags.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Bye.
Good
bye. Bye. Say no, not even an offer.
Bye.
Anymore.
Bye.
Lazy.
I'm okay.
I want to be lazy.
I'm okay.
Oh, bull.
We don't got you off, baby.
What?
Oh, no, I'm dropping my nephew off.
I didn't get any of it that time.
He said something lady.
I'm dropping my nephew off at macabre practice.
You're dropping your nephew off at macabre practice.
You don't want to have him on call to read the moves tomorrow?
Please?
Is your nephew a lacrosse player?
How is
his stump work, stick work?
Huh?
Nothing.
What musician does he play?
Oh, baby, what position do you play?
Midfield.
A midfield.
Oh, my.
Okay. He's a midfielder?
The boy's in the car with you?
Yeah, booger car.
I really hope that the word nephew hasn't been in quotation marks.
Okay.
This is my nephew.
Is he a blood relative, Dennis?
Yeah, he's my sister's youngest.
You didn't give him, like, Jack Daniels and pizza, like I saw in Law and Order the other night?
A kid can't have Micker.
Oh, shoot.
What happened?
I had to pop my trunk.
He had to what? You had to pop your trunk?
Yeah.
Oh, to get the lacrosse mick out of there?
To get the other child out of the trunk?
To let your let your niece out?
Nephew.
I'm sorry.
I'm a satellite radio now. Unbelievable.
To give all of your muzzins some more Mobitussin?
Come on.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Don't forget to call your mother and your mother.
How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing great. I'm done with this story, Don. Thank you for letting me read one. Thank you.
Stellar job, Mike.
Thanks so much. Piece of cake.
Stellar job.
Anybody can do it.
Okay. Hip, hip, hooray.
No, you did that.
It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
It's always good.
That's a recap.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try the one that starts on a lighter note, but skip that. So on a lighter note.
Okay, so.
That's a pretty good story. I think you'll enjoy it.
So on a lighter note, that darned Sher
Akbar.
Right. He's gotten himself arrested again.
Right. Who's he?
He's the 50-year-old who lives in a small town in Afghanistan, and through no fault of his own, he looks almost exactly like Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. Go figure.
His citizens keep turning him in.
Right.
Not so much because they've mistaken him for bin Laden,
mm-hmm.
but because of the $25 million reward offered by the U.S. for different font. Locating.
Locating. You got to punch that one. Locating. Locating. Locating.
Sher's religion won't let him shave or get a nose job.
Right.
And that's not just a problem in Afghanistan.
Right. That's good.
Thank you.
That's crisp. That's crisp writing.
You know, I think, frankly, we've discovered a lot today on the show, Mike.
I think so.
We don't need our producer. He's just dead weight. And, frankly, why are we wasting the last hour every day letting him read these cards when you and I can read them?
If we get a series of writers to write, because the writing is delicious.
I can still write.
Oh, that's right. You can write.
My sweet. No, stop whispering.
I'm trying to save my voice.
Save it for what? This is the time. You're on the radio now. What are you saving it for?
Well, for tomorrow. Can I read one more?
Of course, Mike.
Okay.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Brand new one for you.
Get a good one.
The onset of warmer weather has made Iranian women more daring, prompting a police crackdown on women wearing skimpier and more brightly colored clothing. Iranian guys, meanwhile, have started asking their barbers to make them look like American movie stars.
Yes.
So, to be fair, the Iranian fashion police are also cracking down on metrosexuals and the haircutters who groom them. The Iranian government is warning barbers not to give Western-style haircuts and to refuse to pluck their customers' bushy eyebrows.
Good, Charlie.
Angry anti-American slogans are more effective when they come from a guy with a unibrow.
All right, I'm out. Good job. I'm done. It's hard on your voice.
Hip, hip, hooray. First of May.
That's a good line.
Outdoor humping starts today.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Uh-oh, Django.
This is very good.
Uh-oh, Django.
Oh, we got to move. I got to get to lacrosse practice.
Now, who wants Jack Daniels and pizza?
Outdoor humping starts today.
Well, Buzz?
Yes.
It's about the time when
true.
You would be agonizing to get a word in edgewise, and we would have to come up with some clever way to like, segue into the commercials.
Right.
So why don't you just say pussy, and then we'll just go to break.
Pussy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one show in Iraq, Commento. The Don and Mike Show.
This comes courtesy of him. Now here is Buzz Klugman. Oh, yeah.
I just want to point out to people.
Hold on. I got to turn all the music all the way off.
We're going to try to help you here.
If you think so. I just want to point out to people, you won't hear this on any other radio show. And someday you'll thank us.
No S, Sherlock.
And someday we'll look back on this and laugh, provided I learn sign language.
Would you like write a bunch of funny one-liners during the commercial?
No, I just something occurred to me that, you know, someday I will look back and laugh, provided I can.
Are you worried at
what
all
regions
about
are you checking out or something?
No, I just, you know, I think I'll be well tomorrow, but you never know.
Will you be seeking medical attention tomorrow?
Only if I'm like this in the morning.
Hey, Mike, you know, the one question we've not asked Buzz yet today, that we always ask him whether he's having a real malady or one of his made-up ones in his head.
Absolutely.
What is your percentage today, Buzz, of your feeling good? What percentage are you playing at?
Inside, 121%.
Way, that's a nice turnaround. That is a very nice turnaround.
And, Buzz, you think you'll be better tomorrow?
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. I really do.
I think I'll be skinny tomorrow.
We'll see. Let's bet on it.
But it ain't going to happen.
I think I'll be smart tomorrow.
I think I'll be thoughtful tomorrow.
We can all do
it. I think John will book as a great guest tomorrow.
Well, although...
Oh, wait. You want to start again?
Not really.
Okay.
I will tell you a couple of late-breaking stories, if I may.
Oh, yes, please.
And this one pretty timely, I think. Maybe.
Let me just say, I don't know if anybody out there can agree that Froggy 99 plays the best country music.
Froggy.
This is Jimmy Hopper on Froggy 99.
A real radio station.
Yeah.
Just a couple of late-breaking show business news notes. Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox and half of the free world, put in a bid today to buy Dow Jones. The Dow Jones Company, which is pretty amazing.
That is a little scary.
It's pretty big.
Well, Idle gives back. Remember that, everybody. Idle gives back.
And it's moving towards, like, what, two or three people owning the world.
Yeah, and he's one of them. Mm-hmm. And Tom Poston, who was on the Newhart show and a lot of other shows, is no longer with us. He passed today at the age of 85.
Oh.
Tip of the cap to him. He's a funny guy.
So the trifecta would be Tommy Newsom, Tom Poston, and Buzz Burbank.
That's right. I'll say hi to them for him.
Very good.
You know what that frees up?
Ooh.
Suzanne Plachette. Yum.
Ooh. She's available.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you kind of sound like Suzanne Plachette.
Thank you.
I saw a picture of her, though.
Really?
Time has not been kind.
You want to remember in her golden years, Rent the Birds.
Yes. She was hot in the Birds.
Yeah.
She's had Tom Poston, like, jumping on top of her for the last 15 years.
Really? Was that who she was married to?
Yeah.
Yeah. She, who was she married to before that? Because her husband before died, or was it that his wife died,
Because Poston's
wife died, and then they met.
They had been friends for a long time. Through Bob Newhart,
exactly.
Right.
Wow.
And that's the original drinking game, incidentally.
Yes, Bob.
Every time someone says, hi, Bob.
Right. You drink.
That's the original drinking game.
I'll do it tonight. Well, he can't really do a lot about it, but Virginia's governor, Virginia's governor, you heard me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
He's at least tightened a loophole in the law that lets crazy people buy guns.
Governor Poston.
What, Bud?
The new wording.
Your voice sounds funny, Bud.
I know.
Why?
I'm very sorry about this.
Are you sick?
No, actually, I feel fine.
Do you have a sexual disease?
That's possible.
Sound funny.
We'll be looking into that.
I'm Buzz Barbeck with the news.
Buzz, you know, sometimes when you're in a time of trouble like you are today, I always think that it helps to hear a song.
I see skies of blue.
Mm-hmm. Just kidding. What a wonderful world it is.
I'm the Kimbo Matumbe. I will wave my finger at you. No, no, no.
Never, ever trust Whitey. Can you say a few things for us? I'm the Cookie Monster. I'm the Cookie Monster?
No, that's
not a friendly sound at all, is it?
No, is that right? But just say, who ruled Bartertown?
Who ruled Bartertown?
Master Blaster. Master Blaster. Who run Bartertown?
Now say, Dan, I won't be ignored.
Dan, I won't be ignored. I won't be ignored, Dan.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, I got it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how was that?
Can you do your crest monologue?
Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care signed Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association.
No thought of going to a doctor like an emergency care place on the way home.
No, really, I think if I just stop talking and drink a lot of tea and chicken soup, I'll probably be fine tomorrow.
I just hope your My Plumber commercial comes on tonight on the TV.
It'll sound better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the last remembrance of me.
He might need a plumber.
Think of all the Hondas that will go unsold now, Buzz.
Not Honda. Right. No. Acuras. Radley Acuras. The finest automobile on the road today.
God, he whores it out even when he's
got like his face going on.
What are you saying? So they're trying to close a loophole in the Virginia gun law so crazy people can't buy guns. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I can't talk much longer. New Jersey Governor John Corzine is finally out of the hospital. 18 days after his SUV flipped over.
Man, what a crybaby.
Yeah, wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and exactly, yes, he did cry on television yesterday, asking for forgiveness and saying he'd set a bad example for young people and everything.
Gay.
There's no crying in politics.
Right.
But grieving that's gay. He's great.
No, but it's gay to cry. Come on, Rob. Man up. Cowboy up.
Hey, it's all right to cry.
No, it's not, faggot.
And are we at this point already?
I love gay bashing you, Rob.
Thank you.
I love it. It's just so a playful little skit.
That's a lovely skitlet.
It's okay with me because I'm confident in my gayness.
Fine.
We all are. I'm sorry, Buzz. What?
It's quite all right. I was saying finally.
Finally.
Finally. Why? You mean the show's over?
Hard to believe.
Time's flying by this last time.
I know.
Buzz, you'll be happy to know the network has given us a permission for an extra 40 minutes this evening.
Well, enjoy. since this is your guy exposes himself headquarters, an important update. In New York, police have launched Operation Exposure.
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah, I know. What are we going to do?
Oh, dear.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Tomorrow.
Yay.
Tomorrow.
Yay.
Buzz, tomorrow is promised to no one, my friend.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially me.
Fare thee well, Buzz.
It's been great working with you guys.
Who would have thought he'd be the first to go, Mike?
Safe home, Buzz.
I didn't expect to end this.
Safe home.
Well, on that note, I guess we'll come in tomorrow, Mike. It's like back 22 years ago. It's just me and you because we've essentially either fired everyone or had everyone else on the show die off today.
It'll be you, it'll be me, and it'll be our plans for a wonderful Viking funeral.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
With a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Don't even say anything, Bug. I said don't say anything. No whispering. Head.
Dave Schreiber's on the phone for you.
I'm holding out for Lori Neff.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sandy Residue.
Oh. You know, there was a time we had a news chick. way back in our morning zoo days.
Right.
Her name was Lori Neff. And she would go into the bathroom in the morning, every morning before we arrived there. And we actually set up a tape recorder in the bathroom to tape her going number two. Because we were positive that's what she was doing.
That's right.
I mean, and we didn't, like, play the tape on the radio or anything. We just listened to it and were firms.
And I'm happy to say those tapes have been destroyed.
See, because every day we would walk by and there would be a sandy residue.
Right.
See what you made us do, Buzz?
The preceding was a fictitious story.
I enjoyed it.
No, it was not. What the? Well, you're ashamed that we tape recorded a woman going to the bathroom?
Never ashamed.
Why would you be embarrassed?
No. Fear of litigation.
Oh, we got to go. Oh, now you say we got to go.
Yeah, of course we do.
Bye. Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.